Local. First in Florida with an HD radio digital.
Big Howard Stern news today. Anybody interested?
No.
Big Carolyn Murphy news.
No.
I'm Mark Morgan. Now here's Neil Rogers on 560 QAM.
I broke in through her bedroom window. At 5 a.m. to dip my whack. What I did, I knew was criminal. But that ain't nothing new if you play for the fish. I guess my girlfriend forgot to tell me that this other bitch was someone else's wife. Her surly husband was mean and healthy. I found out when it chased me with a knife. Why didn't that bitch tell me? It was too dark to see. She'd be in bed with her husband. If that scares the piss out of me, don't tell me now.
Anybody remember Cecil Collins?
Oh, sure. The Diesel.
Sure we do. Anybody remember, who's the guy that tried to kill himself with, to try to slit his own neck for Michigan State? The Dolphin guy. We can never remember his name.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
There's so many. So many slime balls in so little
time.
Yeah,
Underwood. Demetrius Underwood.
Demetrius Underwood. Very good. Rhymes with Underwood. At any rate, we got a little Randy McMichael problem this morning, and of course I heard Joe there, the little dog, just a couple of minutes. I would just love for the day on this radio station went just one time. I don't know what really happened because we weren't there, right? He got drunk on his birthday when I was puking his guts out, stuff like that. And there was a little contretemps at home. Now his wife happens to be pregnant, and she slapped him, he slapped her, and whatever. But I would just love one time on this station for some, especially a Dolphin player, to get into some kind of defugally and have them say, man, what a loser, what a piece of crap. You know what? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be a breath of fresh air?
Absolutely.
As opposed to always saying, well, you know, the bitch had it coming, and it's always the bitch, right? Always the bitch. At any rate, we'll get to that. We got the very lovely and voluptuous Carolyn Murphy on our website today, thanks to Josh there, who didn't even know who the hell she was. Oh, before we do that, I guess we give the results of yesterday's poll. We don't have any deaths to announce today.
Oh!
In Iraq, that's good news. Yesterday we asked, how can George W. Bush be tied with John Kerry in the latest polls? It just boggles my mind. It just makes you, it just turns your guts inside out. 1,938 votes. Americans are morons. 801 people said that. Well, we knew that. Kerry's campaign sucks. 497. That was my vote. You know, I watched that speech. CNN carried a tremendous amount yesterday, giving him some free publicity, I thought. Carried it for a long time. Huh?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Please, we're waiting, please. Oh, and every now and then I would, you know, during the commercial breaks, I'd listen on cue and see what was going on. And the audience was like, you know, very receptive. Maybe they were like taking a little nap. I don't know. It was pretty weak. Kerry's campaign sucks, 497. He's just waiting to really put it into gear, you know. The media is in Bush's pocket, 352. No question about that. Nobody knows Kerry yet, 149, and America loves Bush, only 140. 7.2% say America loves Bush. That is amazing to me. It's pretty low, ain't it, for this town?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of this town, Florida's fitty-fitty on the election. We'll get to that eventually. First, Carolyn Murphy. We'll get to more important matters. Carolyn Murphy is, let's see, she was born, where the hell is it? August 11, 1975 in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. That makes her 28, right?
Sounds about right.
Almost 29. Although she didn't intend on becoming a model during her childhood, she eventually enrolled in a modeling school thanks to the encouragement of her mother. It didn't take long for her to gain recognition, and soon she was taking on local modeling jobs and attending modeling conventions. An agent at one of these conventions spotted Carolyn, and before she knew it, she was modeling in Paris and New York. Fast forward 7 years, when Carolyn was spending most of her time modeling in New York City, not only she appeared in countless fashion shows, also posed for many fashion magazine covers, including Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, W, L, and Marie Claire in Italy. So don't be surprised if her gorgeous face looks familiar. And it goes on. She's the new Estee Lauder girl. You know Estee Lauder? Didn't she just die a short time ago in Palm Beach?
That I don't know.
Come on. I mean, I know she didn't play sports, but come on, Zach.
Oh, if she played sports, I would know.
At any rate, that's who Carolyn is, in case you care. Look at this. Here's next week's schedule. Look at that. Oh, that's right. The 4th of July is being celebrated next Monday, so it's a holiday, right?
Yep.
I'm getting screwed on this deal because I don't work next Monday anyway, because next week I start my Tuesday and Thursday schedule for the summertime. I should take that extra day.
Why not?
Which I think is why I was taken off this Friday, but I can't do it because George is on vacation. I'll find a day. I'm getting screwed big time. And one thing on this station we've discovered, don't work, don't overdo it. That's what Kerry's doing. He's teaching us a good lesson. Don't overdo it. Don't overexert yourself. Save it for the big splash. You know what really counts. So I'll find a day. And speaking of that, I noticed no Mad Dog today. Curtis will be on.
All right.
Curtis Stevenson, 2 to 4, taking a page from my book. Just don't overdo it, man. Just take it nice and slow. At any rate, it says next Tuesday, so it is not Monday morning. Next Tuesday, Howard Stern starts on WQAM, replacing Mo Howard David.
Absolutely.
Kelly Geldstein.
Ow!
And the big dog, Joe Rose. Do you believe me?
Damn, there goes my job.
No, you're going to be replace Stuttering John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That works.
So no more.
Howard from Boca.
Yeah. Anyway, I lied.
Damn.
At any rate, here's the Howard Stern stuff. Man, you got to, you hand it to the head, whether you like his show or not, and I really don't, not for years. And I don't listen even if I could. But the fact of the matter is, he's not the king of all media. He's the king of all hype. This guy knows how to get publicity more than anybody in the history of the human race. He's got people just knocking on that door and crawling in, oh, Howard said this and Howard said that, and ba-da-boop, but he's going to influence the election, which we can only hope, by the way. At any rate, I got two stories on this today. He made a big press conference this morning. He had all the media there while he was on here doing the show. Now, you must have been listening, Zach. Oh, that's right. You were doing the Joe show.
Yes, I was.
But you were listening out of one ear to the buzz in Palm Beach. So he's not on there yet. He will be, though. How many people in Dayton Broward can hear the buzz in Palm Beach?
About 30, man.
For 4 months after Howard Stern was unceremoniously dropped from 6 Clear Channel outlets, the king of all media. I'm not going to read this. This is just puff piece. Anyway, he announced that he'll be adding new markets. He's going to be on in 5 of the markets, returning soon. Not in Miami, though. He'll be not only back on 5 of the 6 markets that Clear Channel dumped him in, he'll also be adding Houston, Austin, Tampa, and Fresno. Now, that should be an incentive for a lot of you people that are Stern fans to move to Tampa, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, why not? Tampa's nice.
They got the Super Bowl champs from 2 years ago. They got the Stanley Cup champs, Tampa Bay Lightning. What's not to like? They got a hell of an NBA team that never lost a game.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Stern's press conference was carried live on the new affiliates this morning. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Did you? I bet you Muff didn't know that either. Because it's not in this other kind of lame story that he got me. Just a joke, Doc. Don't get all defensive, okay? He got me a story from All Access, but I got mine from FMQB, which you might want to take a look at that, Miss Muff. Anyway, they broke the news yesterday afternoon. He'd be returning to the airwaves in southeast Florida on Infinity Modern Rock, Buzz 103.1 FM, WPBZ in West Palm Beach. The Stern Show replaces Mark, Jenny, and Dahmer.
Dahmer?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's got a radio show?
Mark Summers of the show, yeah, he came back. He came back for another go-around, see if he could be a good boy this time.
Why not?
Mark Summers of the show made the following post on the Buzz's website before his exit yesterday. What a business this is. Boy, it really blows. We regret to inform you that the show that you have known, loved, and grown up with for the past 9 years was relieved of its duties today. That's right. We, Mark, Jenny, and Dahmer, were told today that as of Wednesday, June 30,
about 30, man.
Meaning today, we will no longer be allowed to broadcast our show. The only reason given at the time was that Howard Stern would be replacing us. Well, that sounds like a good reason. They're going to put a different show on. I don't think they're going to be doing it in stereo.
No.
Stern's former, now this is an interesting line, and they just kind of gloss over it. Stern's former Southeast Florida home was classic rock WBGG in Miami, whose numbers are just dropping like a rock, even with old Paul and Ancient Ron on there. Dropping bad. We saw in those trends yesterday. Now, they make that sound as if there's some connection between the markets, as if somehow WBGG in Miami, which has got that big, gigantic 100,000-watt Class C FM signal. I wonder how far north you can hear that.
Probably
any of
the,
huh?
Probably pretty far.
Yeah, probably up in, like, Vero Beach. I don't know. At any rate, quite a ways. At any rate, they're not going to be on in Miami is the point here, and it makes it sound as though it's the same market. Infinity CHR B937. WBZZ Pittsburgh takes over Stern's home in the Steel City, where he replaces the B937 morning show of Dave, Bubba, Shelley, and Brian. Stern's former home of CC Modern Rock WSBX just announced yesterday highly rated afternoon driver Alan Cox will be filling the void left by Stern's departure 4 months ago. Infinity Modern Rock, O-Rock, W-O-C-L, it's the big
O,
has Stern takeover for the O Show with Tony. WTKS was Stern's former home. Of course, that's Clear Channel. That's the talk. So he's going to be on WOCL Orlando. That's a good reason to move to Orlando if you're a Howard Stern fan. Infinity Classic hits the planet. KPLN San Diego bumps Woody and Wilcox out of morning drive to make room for Stern after his move from Clear Channel Active Rock KOZ. And Infinity Modern Rock The Zone, WZNE, replaces Clear Channel Active Rock WNV as Stern's affiliate in Rochester. The Zone drops Ty out of morning drive to make room for Howard. And Louisville remains Stern-free with no news station picking up for Clear Channel Active Rock WTFX. It does mention the fact that Miami Fort Lauderdale also is Stern-free. It doesn't mention that because they assume that you people out there can hear 103.1 The Buzz of WPBZ. So there's a good news for our Stern fans in Palm Beach County and anybody who lives north of, like, what, Deerfield?
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Have you ever heard it?
No, I have not.
Because Josh says he lives in Coral Springs. He can't hear it.
I barely get it.
All he hears is like that.
I thought that was the show.
Come on. Are you not a Howard Stern fan? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Not really.
No, I'm not either. He's too much about Howard. That's what always has bothered me. In addition to which, he's got about 40 flunkies there with him doing the show. And if I want to hear about boobs and dykes, but it's good that he's ripping the hell out of Bush and he's going to help carry as best he can. And I did look at his website and he's got some really good articles on there. A lot of the ones that we have too, by the way. But that's fine. But everything is always about Howard, and there are a lot of other people, including all these schleppers that just lost their jobs, whose names I just read, in the business because of him. At any rate, there's the update, though. The guy called yesterday. Did he call or fax or what? That was a fax, right?
It was a fax.
Said that maybe he was going to be back on in the market. Well, if you live in Palm Beach County, he's back on in your market. If you live in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, he's not back on in your market. And I would predict, I would bet Greg Reed's life on it, he will not be back on in this market. Unless the evil forces, the evildoers, are somehow removed and sent to another planet from Dayton Broward, it ain't in the cards. 12 minutes past 10 at 5. So, by the way, here's the new poll for today before we move on. What entertainment? Now, somebody who inspired me. Oh, that was the LeBron bit I played yesterday that inspired me for this.
That's right.
That you even liked so much. Actually got a chuckle out of Josh and Zach yesterday when they played the. I'll play it again in a minute.
It was funny.
It was very funny. Unlike most of the bits that we play, because we can't really play funny stuff anymore. But that's okay. We're doing the best we can. What entertainment or sports figure is the biggest commercial whore? I got a short list here, and then you folks can add to it. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Dan Marino. We love you, Danny, but man, oh, man. And Wayne Gretzky. I put that on for my Canadian friends, eh? Because here, he's just on everything. He's even on the test pattern. So there's a four for starters. You know, it's 4th of July weekend, time for the mattress and furniture stores to run their phony sales when they double the price to offer you half off. I mean, is that really a deal? Don't waste time this weekend dragging around shopping for a mattress in this incredible heat. Save money and time this weekend by calling Dial-A-Mattress, toll-free at 1-800-MATTRESS right now for prices lower than the mall stores even during those supposed big sales. Only Dial-A-Mattress delivers 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. every day, including the 4th and 5th of July. That's right, you can get delivery this entire holiday weekend. Dial-A-Mattress is ranked number one in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll get the best prices on the best brands, delivery on your schedule, and the best customer service in the business. Dial-A-Mattress has got the complete line of all the names you know and love, like Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster. Everybody at QAM and all the people we know are calling 1-800-MATTRESS for their beds. I've been doing it for years, and you should be doing the same. If you want a great deal, you don't want to have to waste your time schlepping all over town. Log on to their website, mattress.com, or give them a call right now, and they'll be knocking on your door in no time at all when it's convenient for you, even over the holiday weekend. Call 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Oh, God.
The following announcement is paid for by Adidas, Nike, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Hanes Underwear.
Yo, what's up? This is LeBron James. Give me a little love.
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball phenom out of Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, man.
Home of Firestone Tires for your car, truck, or SUV. Can I get a little bit of love on the Firestone Tires, my brother? Now, the Ohio State Athletic Association has suspended me for the rest of the season.
Oh, man!
I know, right? And declared me unintelligible or something because I accepted two old school sports jerseys.
Oh, come on!
understand what the hell I done wrong. Unlike most people, I got lots of birthdays during the calendar year. You know what? People like to give me things like this here Pepsi Twist. A twist on a great thing. Right. Anyway, drink Pepsi. I'm just a normal 18-year-old high school student who just happens to drive a $50,000 Hummer.
You got mad rims on that thing.
Wears a diamond earring the size of a small child's hair.
That's right, look at that thing.
K. Jewelers, because every kiss begins with K.
Bing, bing, baby.
Right? I don't get the whole big thing, chicken wing. I may still go to college. All right, I got some of the office right here. Check this one. An unnamed school that's nestled in the bluegrass area offers a penthouse apartment,
right,
a penthouse pad,
right,
and a lifetime subscription to Penthouse Magazine. I see they're offering like a theme package deal. Here's another institution in the heart of the Chapel Hill area, which will go unnamed. I mean, they'd be honored to have me. They have boxed up and sent to me a naked Russian woman direct from Russia, which I keep for my own boy, right? I haven't unpacked it yet, but she's knocking and screaming and whatnot. I have my boy Tyrell here puts it in a garage with my box of Cougarans from an unnamed university closely associated with a Wolverine.
Man,
that garage is spilling over. Anyway, I got to get back to class now with my boys.
No, we gotta go.
I already missed like 3 months so far. Oh, snap! I just spilled my Pepsi Twist on my new Hugo Boss suit. Look at this, I got a little McDonald's special sauce on there. Oh, by the way, come on, a party. It was a Big Mac, where for a limited time, you visit one participating McDonald's and buy a Big Mac, you get another one for 35 cents.
35 cents! It's your birthday! It's your birthday!
Peace out!
The proceeding has been paid for by Foot Locker, an unnamed university in the Nutmeg State, and Def Comedy Jam.
1020 at 560 WQM. You'll be very excited to know everybody that works at QAM and those who've followed the travails of our radio station for some time that the article about Randy McMichael and his domestic violence arrest overnight is written in part by Sun Sentinel media reporter Josh Friedman. Did you know that?
I did. I read it this morning.
Did you? And you saw his name there at the ass end of it?
Greeper found it, actually.
Boy, he doesn't miss much, does he, that rider?
Nothing.
No, he's got his nose in the, just about
rectum.
Everything. Anyway, Josh Friedman, the reason I knew it is because when I was printing the story out off the internet from the Sun Sentinel, I could smell it. Poll says Bush and Kerry deadlocked in Florida. President Bush and Democratic challenger John Kerry are locked in a very close race in their battle for the Florida 27 electoral votes, according to a new poll. Bush and Kerry had the backing of 43% apiece in the three-way matchup with Ralph Nader, who had the support of 5%. See, there goes Nader again, screwing things up, because if you factor Nader out, when in doubt, take him out. It was Kerry 46%, Bush 44%. Voters were evenly split on having a favorable or unfavorable view of both Bush and Kerry, the poll found. Both Bush and Kerry have sharply polarized the Florida voters, Quinnipiac's Clay Richards said. At this stage in the campaign, Florida voters don't like either of the candidates very much. And isn't that the way it always is? What a pile of crap. No wonder so many people don't want to vote, don't want to get involved. Most of them are a big bunch of crooks, a bunch of wafflers. And as far as I'm concerned, they ain't nothing worse than a guy who waffles all the time. Bush's narrow 537-vote win in Florida in 2000 gave him the presidency over Al Gore after a fierce tug-of-war that included We Know All the Rest. Now, here's an interesting point, which is kind of depressing. Although Florida has about 300,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, the only Democrats to carry the state in the last three decades, Jimmy Carter in 1976 and Bill Clinton in 1996. In the last three decades, that's amazing. Aren't you shocked by that?
Just a little bit.
But, of course, a lot of the so-called Democrats in Florida are those what they used to call Dixiecrats, you know, redneck, Yahoo. They still haven't caught on yet. So there's the latest Florida poll. Now let's see if we're going to get any names for this poll of ours today. What entertainment or sports figure is the biggest commercial whore, is on commercials every time you turn around, is endorsing every product that's ever been invented. You can't turn on your TV for 10 minutes or more without seeing their puss. Michael Jordan, 17. LeBron James, 4. Dan Marino, 4. Wayne Gretzky, don't have any yet, eh? I should have voted for him for the Canadian factor. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I'm out here at Atlantic and Knob Hill Road, and the bus comes in fine down here. 1031 or whatever you're saying.
Atlantic and Knob Hill Road, yeah, but that's like in Pompano.
Yeah, it's like Coral Springs, West Coral Springs.
Right. Well, but, I guess no Josh is going to have to move.
Yeah, no static here or nothing. So.
Excellent. Everybody move right there. Thanks, Kelly.
All right, John, good day, man.
We're have a lot of company real soon. Anybody wants to hear the buzz from Palm Beach 103.1, if you got to get your daily dose of Howard Stern, there you go. Or maybe you can just have like a party there every morning, a listening party, right?
That would be nice.
In fact, even though we don't have Stern on this radio station, and never will, in spite of all the ramblings Greg keeps making just to get Mo aggravated.
Absolutely.
We could sponsor our own listening parties. For those who want to listen to Mo and Gildy, or the little dog, we could have like Howard Stern listening parties, and then maybe we could find a way to take credit for that in the book. Wouldn't that be a good idea?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, we can have, like, Atlantic City Subs caterer with free food. Do a whole deal. And speaking of free food, you got your Paisan coming there today with free lunch?
I believe so.
So who was it? Who was it again? Did we have a name for that place or not?
No, but I told him to come in around 11:30.
We don't have a name of the place?
Well, when he comes in, I'll get it, obviously.
Some stranger from out in the audience is going to bring in food, and you guys are going to eat it without knowing where it's coming from? Okay, well, it's been nice knowing you. WQAM, hello.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
The buzz is loud and clear in Plantation, number one. Number two, you had a faxer yesterday at the end of the show wondering why it was Thomas Turbin was blurred out and Fahrenheit. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, it was because it was taken off a telecast. And number three, Robert Griefer was a homo in elementary school, and he's still a homo.
All right. There's the best call. I've been on the air almost 30 years in this town.
About 30, man.
And that is the best call I've ever had.
Oh, that guy must not have liked Griefer.
That was great. Let's see. How about the whole Yankee team? It says, including Steinhammer. It says, Chronic Rick. Okay. Well, we can't put the whole Yankee team. How about, I don't know, do we want to put A-Rod? I don't see Payrod too much because he don't need the cash.
How about Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter. He's all over the place. Boy, there are some strange-looking dudes on that team, man. Bernie Williams and Derek Jeter look like the ship has just landed. Aren't they like a little off-looking, you know what I mean?
Oh, they're like aliens.
Yeah, like alien.
Like aliens.
So if you want, Josh, you can go ahead and put Derek Jeter on there, which even I bet you Josh even knows how to spell that, because it's a sports dude. Let's see. Sorry to bring up the latest tactic to shoot down Michael Moore, says this fax. It seems that hate-mongering right-wing radio host around the country are advising their listeners. Yeah, somebody called us about this yesterday. To buy a ticket for another movie and then sneak into see the Fahrenheit 9/11 when nobody's looking. In effect, this will cheat Michael Moore out of his money and deprive a real ticket holder out of a seat in a sold-out showing. Is this a kick in the ass? $250,000 per prohibited uttering or a fart sound, yet some Clear Channel Quizlink can hatch a scheme to defraud without retribution. Well, if you're going to be popping pills, if you're going to get divorced every couple of weeks, why the hell not? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Why would anything surprise you? Oh, here you go, Shaq. Time for another Big Mac Shaq attack. Yeah. And here's another one. Mike in Coral Gables says, saw Fahrenheit 9/11 last night. Most important movie I've ever seen. And, Mike, you are...
absolutely correct, sir.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. UAM.
At 560 WQAM, and of course, I got more on that teacher, a little more detail about the teacher story in Tampa, since that's the one that seemed to turn everybody on their ass.
Oh, yeah.
Every time we have one of those stories, man, all these guys, you know, they're starting to fantasize, why didn't that happen to me? And then they start making up stories, you know, that happened to me, you know, I had this really hot teacher, she was like 25, right?
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure of it. And probably even Robert Creeper, too, had a teacher who was not a bad-looking guy.
Yeah, it was that guy who called up before.
WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, buddy.
Buenos dias.
I got a brother for your poll.
All right.
Neon Dion.
All right, and the good news is he's off the show this year, NFL Today. Who'd they replace him with?
I'm not sure if they replaced him yet.
Yes, they did. Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp, you're right.
Well, you're supposed to be, both of you, man, the sports experts. I don't see Shaquille O'Neal on there yet, probably because Josh is worried how he's going to spell it. Well, let me just suggest to you, how about just S-H-A-Q?
I'll get it on there.
Huh? No, seriously, just Shaq is good. They know
who that is. I'll get it on there.
I mean, Shaquille, O'Neal, all that crap. Who the hell wants to spell all that out?
It's a lot of letters.
No, I know why. You're not fooling me. I saw that during the break while you hadn't put that on there yet, because who the hell can spell, even he, I'm sure, cannot spell Shaquille O'Neal. Even with all his big bucks and his big ass. 5670560, pound 560. What entertainment or sports figure is the biggest commercial whore? Just can't get enough cash. It's just every damn spot all over the place. I'm thinking even Britney Spears. We don't want to call Britney a whore, although that, again, opens up all sorts of avenues for a lot of guys out there thinking, fantasizing. But she's on a lot of stuff, isn't she?
Yeah.
Or is she only just on the Pepsi spots?
No, she's got a lot of endorsements.
She's all over the place. She's everywhere. And I didn't mention yesterday, we didn't go into it at great length about it. She got married twice again over the weekend. Nice going. You go, girl. Boy, she's looking really nasty these days. She did look great in the movie, though. Now, Zach went to see the movie last night.
Nope, couldn't get in.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
You're just making this up.
7 o'clock, sold out.
You're just afraid to go because Robert's going to bitch your ass out if you go and see it.
No way. Yeah, he probably would, but I would see it anyway.
Yeah, so you actually physically went there again?
Yes, I went about 40 minutes early, and the line was ridiculous.
All right. It was excellent. That is great news, man. Here it's already Tuesday yesterday. Movie came out on Friday. See, generally speaking, most of these movies, they have the first day it's really big, and then the next day it's a little bit less. Then there's the law of diminishing return.
Not this movie.
Not this one, man. It's up and away. In fact, Sunday actually held its own with Friday and Saturday. So just be patient, okay? Just keep it. And I can't believe that you can't buy tickets online for some of these theaters like I did here.
You probably could, but I do it the old-fashioned way.
So, well, that's good. Give you a little exercise, especially if you're going to the Sawgrass. You probably have to schlep about 2 miles to walk to it. That's good. You need it.
That's right.
WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Collect call from Abu Ghraib.
Abu Ghraib. Okay, thanks, W. WQAM, hello. Not there. See, I don't think this poll is going to go over as big as I thought. Maybe there just aren't that many names. I mean, how many could you think of right off the top of your head? Just not that many.
I know one that's missing, a big one.
Well, go ahead.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, man, there's the one. There's the wiener. That's what they're waiting on, Tiger Woods. God, I don't know what it is. I just despise him. I cannot stand him. It has nothing to do with the color of his skin, his ethnic background. I just can't stand him. He's so damn smug. And then one of his caddy or whoever it was, one of his assistants, beating the guy's camera out of his hand and smashing it to the ground, all this other crap they were doing. Well, I got to quit getting so close with her. Talk about a guy that takes himself so seriously. He's only worth about, what, $200 million now, something like that, $500 million, about $4 billion.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, screw him. He makes me sick. And I'll tell you, the people that make me even sicker are the sycophants, that's why they call them sycophants, who like just grab onto him. Oh, Tiger, Tiger this and Tiger that, you know. Watching some jackass play golf. I mean, even Zach, who is as much of a sports fanatic as you are, you can't possibly be into golf.
I can't watch. It's too slow.
It's so ponderous and boring. And then you hear like, you know, that the gallery is applauding very politely. You know, we don't want to make too much noise. And there's Tiger on the 14th, and it's about a 25 footer. Who gives a crap? Okay, grow up.
I have no life.
Get a life. Tiger Woods, that's good. You watch him zoom to the top of this list.
Oh yeah, he should win.
He'll pass Michael Motorcycle like he's standing still, like he's in a prone position. Anyway, let me get to this teacher stuff, because they're juiced up about this. This is from the St. Pete Times. Tampa Middle School teacher Deborah Beasley. Oh, look at that. Her middle name is Beasley. How do you like that?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I wonder if she's one of the akin. I wonder what the branch she was sitting on. Plus, did you see her picture?
Yeah, I did.
Hot.
She's a good-looking girl.
She's a fine-looking young lady. Don't say girl. You're just trying to suck up now. Tampa Middle School teacher Deborah Beasley LaFave turned herself into Marion County authorities Monday as investigators there released details of her alleged sexual relations with that 14-year-old student. The report written by Marion County Sheriff's Detectives includes interviews with the student and his 15-year-old cousin who says he witnessed some of the encounters. I'll bet. I bet he was having a fine old time. Maybe kind of like reached in every now and then just, you know, give a helping hand.
He was driving the car.
No, we know that. Just calm down. See, see that, Josh? He's getting all worked up about this again.
I
thought Joe Rosa would have, like, satisfied your emotions about this between 8 and 10.
We tried.
Joe. And, of course, I heard some of those calls, just like I predicted yesterday. It's always the same. Always the same. All the guys out there, if it would have been a male teacher and it would have been a female student 14 years old, they'd have been calling. They'd have gone, driven right over there to Temple Terrace to hang his ass. They would have gone to Chop Chop Square.
You're
chop
right.
His hate off. Am I right?
You're 100% right.
And if it would have been their 14-year-old daughter, no questions asked. She would have blown his brain. But anyway, the 14-year-old told detectives that he and LaFave, 23, engaged in oral sex or sexual intercourse at three locations. You see, this is getting a little more specific now.
Oh, yeah.
In her portable classroom at Greco Middle School in Tampa, that wasn't a portable classroom. It was one of those porta-potties from Fahrenheit 9/11. She was just trying to keep him safe. At a Riverview apartment and in her sport utility vehicle while his cousin, his 15-year-old cousin, drove around Ocala earlier this month. The case came to light when the mother of the 15-year-old cousin and the cousin's neighbor grew suspicious and told the 14-year-old's mother. She confronted the boy and called Temple Terrace Police, sparking the first investigation. Temple Terrace Police charged LaFave with two counts of lewd and lascivious battery, including the 14-year-old. Marion County officials involving him. Marion County officials charged her with two counts of lewd and lascivious battery, one count of lewd and lascivious exhibition. The cornerstone of their investigation involves a statement from the student who offered details such as the color of the teacher's capri pants, the design of her body tattoos, and the layout of her apartment. When in doubt, show them the layout. He said he and LaFave got to know each other on the way back from a middle school graduating class trip at SeaWorld Orlando last month. They sat next to each other and talked. And she kind of, like, squeezed his leg a little bit, and he kind of, like, put his hand down her thigh. That week at school, she would invite him to her class during detention and ended up talking and taking him to his basketball practices at a recreation center to get his hair cut into his house. On the last day of school, LaFave attended a party thrown by another student. It was there that she gave the 14-year-old her cell phone number, the boy told detectives. The week of June 14th, she performed oral sex on him in her bedroom and during a drive to Ocala, where the boy's cousin lives, according to investigative reports. In her bedroom and during the drive. Well, she was anxious, you know. She was in a big hurry.
It's one hell of a summer school class.
She had sex. I wonder how many credits he gets for that. She had sex with him in her portable classroom at the school and twice that week in her SUV while the boy's cousin drove them around, according to police documents. After one of the encounters, the two stopped at a Best Buy where she purchased an iPod music player for her husband. They also frequented a Smoothie King. Well, so what's wrong with that? Look at that. She was trying to do something nice for her hubby. She was just getting a little on the side. The teacher told the teen she was in a troubled marriage and aroused by the fact that having sex with a boy was not allowed. After the boy's mother contacted Temple Terrace officers, detectives had the boy call on LaFave June 18th while they listened to the conversation. Uh-oh. 2 days later, at the direction of Temple Terrace detectives, the teen arranged to have LaFave pick him up at his house the next day. When she showed up, the authorities were waiting. It was the old trap. LaFave turned herself into Marion County authorities with her Tampa lawyer, John Fitzgibbons, by her side. LaFave posted $2,500 bail, released about 1 p.m. on Monday, and yada yada. So, there you go. Like I said, the guys out there are either approving, applauding. They're pissed off. I heard Joe say he's pissed off at the 15-year-old cousin.
So am I.
For writing him out. Screwing up his fun.
Live and local. This is 560. The radio is all yours now. QAM.
President Bush expanded health care for children and cut taxes to stimulate the economy. I don't like that. If I am elected president, this will be an America that invites inflation and recession, and I have a plan to do so. George Bush has no plan. I will move America in a new direction that will erode any recovery and threaten the prospect of lasting prosperity in our nation. In the blink of an eye, millions of families struggling to pay higher health care costs, higher college tuitions, trillions in deficits over the next decade. If I am president, that is the new direction that I will set for our budget and for our economy. Thank you very, very much.
How young is too young?
1046 at 560 WQM. Here's a fax from Jay who says, I'd like to put Shaq on the list. We got him on there, didn't we? Yeah, he's got 9 votes. I'm going to change the poll at noon, by the way. I don't think this is a 4-hour. This is just a can't carry 4 full hours.
Just a 2-hour poll?
Yeah. And the second poll, would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I already faxed it to Eric, so don't panic.
Okay, good.
What's your take on the Tampa school teacher who had sex with their 14-year-old student? Here are the 5 choices I put down. I'm jealous. No big deal. The cousin should be shot for squealing. Fry her ass, or she's a crazy bitch but very hot. 5 good choices, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay says also your station's running a promo to meet Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 30 NASCAR whatever. Only problem is he was fired 3 weeks ago. Oh, come on. Don't be a nitpicker, man. I'm sure Joe Costello would have called, but he can't afford to have a phone anymore, says Jay. Good point. I thought Joe Costello was coming back to a Q&A, is what Greg was feeding Barry Jackass a few weeks ago. Oh, yeah, we want to have Joe back. I think that would be great, Mo and Joe, don't you? That would be great, Mo and Joe, and occasionally the big...
Oh!
Yeah. Get rid of that pipsqueak. Mike says, here's a choice for the poll. Don Zimmer doing a cameo for the hemorrhoid commercial, Truth in Packaging. He's trying to say he's a pain in the ass. We love old Zim. Who's he with now, Tampa?
I think so. I don't know.
He got screwed over by the Yankees. He's with Tampa now. Poor old Zim. Love those 88 Cubs, man, or whatever the hell year was. Was it 88?
88.
What a year that was. That was sensational. At any rate, here's another one. Look at this, a whole bunch of David says, here's my 85 entries. Suzanne Summers. Oh, let's summersize it. Talk about a ripoff of Atkins. Talk about another. And she's got her finger in everything, if you pardon that expression. You know what I mean?
Rectum.
Suzanne Summers. Howie Long. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, who used to be Catherine Zeta-Jones, but then she heard Zeta on a radio in Miami and said, oh, I don't want to be associated with that. So now she's Catherine Zeta-Jones. Got those?
Yep.
I would assume you've got them since you're sending me these faxes, right?
Yes, sir.
So far, 124 votes. Michael Jordan, who is the biggest whore, commercial whore, what well-known celebrity, athlete, whatever? Michael Jordan, 49. Dan Marino, 28. Look at that. Tiger Woods, 12 already. He's only been on there about how many seconds?
About 30, man.
Shaq, 11. Britney Spears, 7. Deion Sanders, 6. LeBron James, 6. Derek Jeter, 5. Wayne Gretzky don't have any. Well, you were here, and you saw him on your screen. Every 10 seconds, you'd puke your guts out, too. Just like poor, what's his name there, was puking his guts out when his wife smacked him on the head, Randy McMichael.
Yes,
what's your take on that? See, my take is we don't really know enough yet, right? But on our station, it's always you immediately come make the excuse for the athlete because we got a bunch of jocks and Jews on this station.
There's 2 different stories to this allegation.
And?
Oh, the wife says that she only, tapped him on the shoulder. That's what Randy said, and the wife said that, there's a couple punches thrown.
Well, he said that he was puking his guts out. He was at the Magic Bowl puking his guts out because he had too much to drink because it was his birthday. And she came and slapped him on the shoulder, at which they turned around and just, gave her a little tap.
Push her away.
Like that.
Yeah.
Just a little tap. A love tap. How about Lance Armstrong? Lots of bike commercials, it says here. Okay, we can put him on there. P.S. It says, if you want to talk about the great Homeland Security, there's been an abandoned old blue car sitting at the peak of the I-95 North Bridge over the Miami River. I drive to work every day that way. Notice this car Saturday morning just sitting right next to the top of the bridge. And just by coincidence, that bridge is right next to a City of Miami building. How could this happen? How could nobody have checked this out? I even noticed that the temporary tag has an expiration date of 8704. Aren't all temporary tags only valid for a month? Please call Tom Ridge. How do you like that?
Oh, my God.
Not that we want you to panic or get nervous or anything like that, but they're right on top of it. Sodom has turned over to Iraq, as if anybody cares. It's just it's like paperwork, you know what I mean?
What are they going to do with them now?
Legal custody of ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein and 11 of his top former aides were transferred to the Iraqis today, according to an international official. The defendants were informed individually of their rights. An Iraqi judge witnessed the proceedings. They're to appear in court on Thursday, tomorrow, for a formal reading of the charges, but the trial itself won't take place for months. The first step has happened, said Salem Chalabi, who just happens to be a member of the family, director of the Iraqi Special Tribunal that will try the war crimes defendants. I met with Saddam earlier today to explain his rights and what will happen. He'll remain in an American-controlled jail guarded by Americans until the Iraqis are ready to take physical custody of him. That's expected to take a long time, it says here. Just like restoring order and sanity is expected to take a long time, if, of course, it ever happens at all, and most people don't think it will. Can I get a little morbid for just a second?
Okay.
Before we get into the important stuff like Randy McMichael and his wife and puking his guts out because he got drunk on his birthday. But dolphins, really, they seem to specialize. I started out at the beginning of the show, not just Demetrius Underwood and Gene Atkins and
Cecil the Diesel Weasel
and Sammy Smith. And who's the other one that was snorting up the chalk lines?
The Marx Humphreys, Brothers.
Bobby Humphreys.
Well, how about the Marx Brothers back in the day?
Right.
Duper and Clayton.
Uh-huh. Well, what did Clayton do? I thought he was a clean machine.
Weren't they both...
No, it was Mark Duper that was Duper. Driving around with about 85 pounds of weed in his car.
That's
on the West Coast.
That's normal.
And then what about Tony Martin? Now, he got off on that, and I'm glad, because Tony's a good guy. He never stole a freight train, but he had a little problem there, a little running, right?
Sure.
So Dolphins spent as much time on the field winning games as they do in the courtroom and in jail. They'd be doing great. But my prediction, I heard Joe the other day talking about playoff games. Man, oh, man, you talk about a sense of humor. I'm going to tell you right now, 9-7 at best. I'm thinking 8-8 for that team. 9-7 tops for your Miami Dolphins this next season. Okay? Write it down.
I just did.
Tops 9-7. More likely 8-8. It won't be too great. Any team that's still got
Oy!
As quarterback, I mean, good luck to them. And then, of course, they got that touchy-feely guy. Here's the morbid story. The mother of a soldier killed in Iraq invited news coverage of the arrival of her son's flag-draped casket at Sacramento International Airport. Nearly a dozen reporters, photographers, and television crews were present when the coffin of Army Sergeant Patrick McCaffrey, 34, was transferred to a hearse outside a cargo terminal late Sunday. The scene was in stark contrast with Pentagon policy banning photographs of the coffins of dead military personnel while they're on military facilities. McCaffrey did not die for nothing. The way he lived needs to be talked about. Patrick was not a fighter. He was a peacemaker, his mother Nadia McCaffrey told the L.A. Times. I wanted his body to be coming home, so I just decided to do it this way. It just happened, she added, on Good Morning America on ABC yesterday. While she said the invitation to the media wasn't a political protest, she planned to continue speaking out against the war. This is enough, she told the Times. We have to react. Patrick McCaffrey and another soldier, both members of the California National Guard's 579th Engineer Battalion, were killed June 22nd in an ambush. Citing privacy concerns, the military, as you know, bans photographs because it's bad for business and visual recordings of returning remains. Critics say the policy makes it harder for citizens to understand the reality and cost of war, that there actually are really dead people over there. There are people dying for no good reason. It's bad for business. Debate over whether the public should see the coffins of war dead flared in April when the Seattle Times published a front-page photograph of caskets in a cargo plane in Kuwait, and a First Amendment activist posted on his website dozens of similar images from Dover, Delaware, site of the nation's largest military mortuary. I just mentioned that in passing. So here's a mother that's trying to do something, trying to make a little bit of a difference. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. What entertainer or sports figure is the biggest commercial whore? Let's see, the Tigers only got 21. Danny Boy is 32 and Michael Jordan 55. 5670560. Line 9 is ringing. QAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got one for your poll.
Okay.
You guys hadn't thought of it. George Foreman.
Oh, the lean, mean, grilling man.
Yeah, he'd sell a dog turd if he could put his name on it.
Okay. In fact, I think you get three of them free when you buy your lean, mean, grilling machine, don't you?
Hey, with different colors.
You turd.
Yeah, multicolored. I like George Foreman, though. He's one of the few people in the boxing world. Oh, and then I heard yesterday, was it on Joe's show, he was rambling about how much money Mike Tyson has made?
Yep.
But like I said there at the beginning of the show yesterday, a lot of you suckers out there, if he his next fight or whatever he fights is going to be pay-per-view, that they can't move fast enough to get that reach into that wallet, get out that credit card, get out that bill. And why is that?
They want to see what's next.
I think because he's a freak show. America really loves a freak show. They love Michael Jackson in kind of a perverse way. And the same with Mike Tyson. They love it. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. WQAM, hello.
Hi, I've got two names for the poll.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw and Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza. Yeah, we wonder about him. Okay, thanks, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Terry Bradshaw gave me the word moron. Now, I wonder, is he from, because I know he went to school at some Louisiana, like, polytechnical, some school with 10 students. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that, Willie Williams,
Yes.
Part of the deal, if he's going to get into UM, he has to actually buy two textbooks. He doesn't have to open them, but he has to have two textbooks at all times in his room.
That's going to be tough.
That's some pretty harsh punishment at UM. We don't want to pick on Donna Shalali over there, by the way, because she's brought integrity and honesty back to UM, along with the UM president there. What the hell's his name? Foot in the mouth.
Paul D.
Oh, Paul D. What's Tad Foot? Oh, he's the athletic director.
Yeah, Shalali's the president.
Donnie Shalali. I guarantee you she's got a bigger pair than Tad Foot. Don't we still have that bit in here, Tad Footin? I bet we do somewhere. I'll find it during the break. 10:56 at 560 QM. We got Curtis Stevenson for the Mad Dog at 2. Mad Dog taking another well-deserved day off.
All right.
The Humper at 4. 6:30, you got your Marlins on deck. Marlins at the Braves. They pulled one out 5-4 last night, eh? 7:05 tonight, Eddie Camp at a baseball game.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
The guy f***ing blow.
I won a scholarship the other day. The U of M said we need you to play. And had an offer that I thought was cool. Just win at football and forget about school. We had footin'. We had footin'. We had footin'. We had footin'. Pat said we got some incentives for you. Just win the game is all that you gotta do. You'll have all the drugs and women you've ever seen. And party down the street in a limousine. We dad footin'. We dad footin'. We dad footin'. We dad footin'. The NCAA, they sure got pissed. They gave the school a little slap on the wrist. But that would say it's just another day. We're gonna keep on doing what we do anyway. We tad footin'. We tad footin'. We tad footin'. We tad footin'. We be tad footin'. We be tad footin'.
By the way, Donna Shalali, we hear it too, and we hate you like poison, and we wish that you'd get a gigantic boil right on your ass. How do you like that?
Rectum.
Bitch. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Maybe.
No, seriously, what a sour bitch, huh? Here we had last year, we finally get billboards, and believe you me, it isn't easy getting this cheap ass outfit to buy us any publicity at all. I mean, anything. So we finally get some billboards last year, and on the sports angle of the thing, it says, WQAM, we've got balls, which is all the sports stations in America have been using. It's not original. Don't give us too much credit. We've got balls. And it shows UM and the Dolphins and the Panthers and whatever else. Right? New Orleans.
Yeah.
Which is cute. That's the deal. It shows the logos for the various teams. And Donna Shalali, vice president or whatever she is. What is she?
The president.
Oh, she's a bitch. So she gets all bent out of shape when somebody brings to her attention, of course, the fact that here are these billboards with the University of Miami logo saying we've got balls. She writes us a letter to the station. It's one of the most disgusting and vulgar things. We don't want to be associated with that, yada, 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 and all this other crap. And so all we did was we kept the billboards up, but we took the UM logo off of them. Okay, so screw off, Donna, bitch. I bet you she's got a bigger pair than Janet. That's why maybe life is a drag for Donna Shalali over there at UM. We can't stand you, honey. You're an idiot. You're a simpleton. You make me want to puke. Dolphins' Randy McMichael arrested in domestic violence case. I'm sure everybody in town is talking about this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Even though, of course, we like we said, we weren't there. We don't know the details. It was a little problem. It was his birthday on Monday. Dolphins tight end. And by the way, contributing to this report in the Sun Sentinel this morning, Josh Friedman.
Good old Crumbs.
Is that what you called him?
Crumbs Friedman.
This is a man who had his stomach staple to lose weight, who smelled as bad as my boil smelled when I pierced it a couple weeks ago. And believe you me, that was like the inside of Methuselah's grave. That's how bad that smelled. As bad as that was like lilacs compared to what Josh Friedman smelled like. With that oozing cottage cheese all over the place. At any rate, the rumor that I'm hearing is not only he gained all of the weight back, but then some on top is what I'm hearing. Is that true? Well, why can't you say? Are you like, does he work for us anymore?
No.
So what are you giving me that?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, I'm hearing he's big as a house. Okay, it looks like you and Fat Boy and the Beast all rolled into one.
Wow.
Mike Ditka, Mike Limp Member Ditka says, yeah, he's those really get me. The guys that are on those limp penis spots. I'll tell you another one, another football, ex-football, Dan Reeves. Right? Didn't he have a heart attack?
Yeah.
And isn't he always on there peddling those damn statin drugs, which will kill you, by the way. Those things are poison. Believe me or not, I'm telling you right now, lovastatin, Pravacol, Zocor, you name it. Yeah, Dan Reeves, he's all over the place. Here's another one, Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, since that TV show, all of a sudden, as if this bastard don't have enough money, now there's Donald Trump all over the place, too. Here's a fax that says, boy, this is a long fax, trying to call you about the, you know, before I go on, I just want to say one thing. If I sound a little incoherent these last couple of days, it's because I've been sleeping an hour later than usual, and it's not good. I'm like, I don't even know what the hell side is up here. And the reason being is that George is on vacation this week, so I figure, well, I'll catch an extra 45 minutes to an hour of sleep, because ordinarily George and I start confabulating about 7:30, 7:45 every morning. I don't know about what, but just, you know, stabbing everybody else in the back, stuff like that. That stuff that's fun. And as a result of that, so I've been sleeping till 8 o'clock, and I come crawling in here around a little before 9, 8:45 thereabouts, and I'm like, I'm just off my feed. So if I sound incoherent, that's the excuse. Here's the fax that says, tried to call you about this yesterday, but I had job interviews to get to. Thank you for the great economy, Mr. President, it says. About your poll concerning the Bush-Kerry polls, about 6 months ago I heard a news report on NPR that a university did their own poll about polls and discovered that people are sick and tired of responding to pollsters. Maybe that's like the one here in Canada, eh? The one that said the conservatives were like ahead and were going to win at least a minority government and Stephen Harper was going to be the prime minister. And guess what? Wrong. They said that a great many people out there are refusing to participate. This means it's very possible that the results we're seeing now are all the opinions of shut-ins and people desperate to talk to anyone who will listen to them. Kind of like our callers, I guess, huh?
Yep.
Like the people that call talk shows. Other thing, you mentioned sending Sofa King to the Iraqi talk radio stations. Better we should send them, this is cute, the unexpurgated version of Condoleezza. That's right, they could play it. Then if those guys ever stream on the Internet, somebody in this country can hear it again. Or maybe how about Kiss a Schmata and Good Morning would be good. It says, you talk about not being able to play fart sounds after all these years. How about the Spike Jonze song, Der Fuhrer's Face, that's been on the radio on and off for decades? Would that be eligible for fines now? Absolutely. Of course, perhaps that's why the Nazis at the FCC are so sensitive to that sound. Adding something to your shill pool, how about Patrick Stewart? He doesn't show his face, but he does tons of voiceovers, including that cholesterol drug that has fatal side effects. There's another one. See my psychic powers again? About fatal side effects from those statin drugs? Bad for you. Don't take my word for it, though. Read that book by Kilmer McCully Culkin, whatever his name is, about all of these things. Michael Jordan, 61. Dan Marino, 37. Tiger Woods has got
about 30, man.
And he's moving up nicely, steadily and surely. Britney Spears, 22. Shaq, 20. See, I solved your problem for you there. Isn't that easy, Shaq?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, 13. George Foreman, 10. LeBron James, only 9. That's amazing. After we play that bit, I'll have to play it again and again. Derek Jeter, 6. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Zeta, I'm sorry, 3. Howie Long's got a pair. Terry Bradshaw, 1. Boy, I'm telling you. See, we don't do a sports show, and we got a lot of people in this audience who aren't really big sports fans, and some who actually hate sports, like George. But we really someday should do a poll on which of these sports nerd jock types, which of those people on TV annoys you the most? I mean, it was Neon Dion, but now that we've taken him off, it's got to be Terry Bradshaw. I mean, he gives new meaning to the word moron. Am I right?
What about Terry Bowden?
Oh, yeah, Terry Bowden. Mama, but see, that's a whole different genre. He just can't help it. He's just inbred. He's just redneck, Terry Bowden. And you people are wrong. We've taken that poll before about who's the biggest redneck of all. He never wins. That's because I guess most people don't know him as well as I do. Terry Bowden. He makes Daddy look like a big city slicker is how illiterate he is. He makes W look like a Rhodes Scholar. Terry Bowden.
Yahoo.
He's what's wrong with America. I'll tell you that right now. Terry Bowden, he's what... Was that him?
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Is that him?
That was his daddy.
Oh, that's it. No, I didn't think so. That's much too articulate for Terry. Dolphins tight end Randy McMichael was arrested in Weston early Tuesday on suspicion of hitting his pregnant wife. Broward County Sheriff's deputies responding to a domestic violence call. Remember the last domestic violence call we heard about with a athlete of fame?
Which one was that?
Oh, come on.
There's plenty of them.
No, I'm talking about big name. What'd I just say? Really big name.
Oh, are we talking about our boy Kobe?
Oh, man.
No, that's the one. Domestic violence. Kobe was a rape. Man, oh. I tell you, you better get your abuse and attacks and rape and violence figured out straight now, man. That's I'm talking about your good buddy and Kendall OJ. You heard all those tapes over and over again, the 911 tapes?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Kawana Michael. What a second-degree felony punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Domestic battery on a pregnant woman. Kawana Michael. What kind of a name is that? Kawana. Hey, you wanna Kawana? No. Kawana McMichael, who police said is 6 months pregnant, was also charged with domestic battery. Oh, I didn't know that. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, what kind of... This sounds like a catfight to me. Fort Lauderdale attorney Adam Swickle, who was representing Randy McMichael, said he posted a $5,000 bond yesterday afternoon. McMichael was released Tuesday evening, according to the sheriff's office records. Kawana McMichael posted a $1,000 bond, was released Tuesday evening, according to the sheriff's office. Swickle said there were no extra conditions attached to McMichael's bond, which means he and his wife can have contact if they choose. Swickle said neither McMichael nor his wife wanted a no-contact provision on the bond. The couple's been married about a year. As far as what Randy feels or thinks about what happened, I don't want to get into that because it's not appropriate right now, Swickle said. Drew Rosenhaus, McMichael's agent, declined to comment, which is a miracle for him because generally he can't shut his big mouth. Swickle said the state attorney's office has 21 days to decide whether to file charges. I say forget about it, don't you?
Yeah, why not?
They had a little domestic contretemps there. Yeah, she slapped him, he slapped her back, bitch, and then that's it. We certainly are aware of the seriousness of this matter, and we don't condone the types of actions which have been alleged to have occurred, Dolphin coach Dave Wannstedt said in a statement released by the team. However, we will withhold any comment on the specific situation until the judicial process has run its course. What a concept. According to the probable cause affidavit, Kawana McMichael, 6 months pregnant, accused her husband, who's 6'4" and 250 pounds, a big-ass mother, of grabbing her by her right arm and striking her several times after she confronted him about being out late drinking. According to police, Kawana McMichael said she slapped Randy's shoulder and he was... How can you get... What did she get charged with?
Just battery.
Domestic battery. Jesus. She said she slapped his shoulder and he responded by hitting her. The affidavit said Kawana had slight swelling on her left cheek.
Rectum.
And minor abrasions on her right arm, but that she wouldn't tell police where her husband allegedly struck her because she didn't want to get her husband into trouble. The affidavit said Randy McMichael admitted to having a lot to drink while out celebrating his birthday, and police said he had a strong odor of booze on his breath. But Randy McMichael told police his wife hit him across the head with her hand while he was vomiting in the bathroom. And he responded by pushing her ass to get out of the way. He said she fell to the ground, according to the affidavit. Randy McMichael gave a similar description of the incident to an emergency operator, according to the recording of the call. McMichael, who sounds angry during the call, repeatedly told the operator that he wanted to leave the house with his 7-year-old daughter, Sierra. My wife hit me, and I'm defending myself. Now, see, he was doing good until he got to that, you know? And I'm defending myself, McMichael told the operator, who urged him to calm down throughout the call. He's only 256'4". She hit him, and he's defending himself. Maybe he's just a big old pussycat, you think?
It's possible.
That might be it. He's picking on him. 11:13 at 560 WQM. Nobody wants to talk about cancer, heart disease, and yet we owe it to ourselves and our families to be sure that you're in good health. You can't just sit around and hope for the best. It's a proven fact that disease responds extremely well to treatment if you find it early. Hollywood Diagnostic Center is proud to announce their virtual colonoscopy, coronary heart scoring, and full-body screening exams that can detect cancer or other life-threatening diseases in their early stages. You don't even need a doctor's referral to get these exams done. I had them done a few weeks ago, the coronary heart screening and full-body screening. Not intrusive at all. It takes just a few minutes out of your life. And then as you look at the results, the doctor actually shows you the results. It's like taking a virtual trip right through your body, through your lungs, your all of these things. It's amazing. For all your imaging exams, call Hollywood Diagnostic Center at 954-966-3600 for the test that can give you and your family peace of mind, even be a life-saving exam. At Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they offer you state-of-the-art imaging equipment with open MRI, high-speed CAT scan, nuclear medicine, and much more. Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they've been serving South Florida for over 20 years, and their facility also provides a complete mobile diagnostic service that can come right to you. For example, if you can get into some kind of a domestic squabble and somebody breaks your arm, your neck, they'll come right to you. Call Hollywood Diagnostic Center at 954-966-3600 for your life-saving imaging exam today. 954-966-3600.
This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
many tendencies that we're lagging in the fold. Paper about a headline that will lead you by the nose.
Who said, they said, is the one to get? Now they have only one. Take a look.
Don't worry about Sudan. We got 'em. Now we're all comfy and safe. We got 'em. We won't attack us no more. We got 'em. Praise Christ like Jesus.
You say 9/11 is what they got you to believe.
Can't get any dumber than a one-party concert.
You believe what they say, like the God of a fool, as they use the state so that war went through. All the election law, we got them. Bush is not in game. We got 'em. Get them on your knees. We got 'em.
We stuck them in there, baby. We sold them the weapons, the poison gas, all of these things. We smiled, we looked the other way, and now here we are all these years later saying, we got them, we're going to get them. That's it. Hand them over to the Iraqis so they can give them what for after we put them in there in the first place so we can kill all those people.
Hey, by the way, real quick.
Huh?
We just got the food from the place called The Joint.
Oh, that's right. It was The Joint. Now, you did know that because you said it yesterday, but, you know, your advanced age is affecting your memory.
Right. Yeah, we'll go with it. But, yeah, nice guys. They brought in a bunch of food for the station. They're right on Ives Dairy. Just Ives Dairy Road, west of 95. And,
right.
And they brought a bunch of stuff for us. Got a menu. You should definitely go check them out.
So excellent. Thanks to our friends at The Joint. Zach says he always appreciates a free joint.
I love it.
I bet you do. I was about to say something extremely important only moments ago before you entered, but that's good, because we want to plug them a lot so they'll bring a lot of good free food. It was about what? Man, I'm serious. I need to, like, go back to bed for another hour to unsleep off that extra hour that I slept the last 2 days.
That might work.
No, it was the thing about Sodom. It just frosts your ass so much that the media, you're so bad, you're so lame, you're pathetic. All you have to do is go on the internet. I say all you have to do. Most people won't do it, will they?
No.
That's why we got so many morons running around, because they sit back, they watch their Fox News, they watch CNN, they watch MSNBC, they watch the network newses. Maybe they watch MSNBC, a few people.
About 30, man.
And that's where they get. That's where they have this notion of what's really happening in the world. It's mostly bullcrap. It's on the websites, including ours. There was the picture of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Sodom with a big Schmidt-eating grin on his puss in 83. We loved him, man. He was the buffer. It wasn't just the Corleone family had a lot of buffers out there. We had a lot of buffers. And just as long as it was our slime bag, then we loved him like crazy. He was the buffer between the Iranians and the end of the world, the Ayatollah. And Bush won, by the way. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush won. It was him and Reagan and Rumsfeld that propped him up. Bush once said that he didn't go in there and get Sodom out at the end of the Gulf War I because of the fact they were afraid that whatever followed him in power would be even worse. Like the Ayatollah, another theocracy, another bunch of religious nuts running the country. But at any rate, I just mentioned that in passing. That's the same George Herbert Walker Bush who was against this war.
That's right.
Very quietly. 5670560. So thanks to our friends at The Joint.
Oh!
And what do they bring you? Burgers and a bunch of
stuff? They got everything. They got burgers, ribs, pork.
Oh,
you name it.
Oh, this is good. We could actually maybe get a little publicity this week. Zach Krantz is going to explode on the air in the middle of the Neil Rogers show, filling in for George.
Definitely by plan. Friday.
Why? They're coming in again every day?
Maybe.
Oh. Okay, well, if they're not coming back tomorrow, we'll get Jeff Cohen to come in. Listen, you know me. I'm the expert on getting free food.
That's the best.
Generally when I'm there. No, it's not the best. And we'll get Wayne Arnold to come in.
All right.
Wayne hasn't been there in a long time.
Yeah, bring Wayne in.
With some of the Neely burgers and them great Rochester White Hots, those are Rusher's White Hots.
Hey, they were in not too long ago.
Were they?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been there was a George deal then, probably when I was on vacation.
Yeah.
So we know what it's like getting free food. When times get really rough, folks, just stop by. We'll feed all the desperados out there. What entertainer or sports figure is the biggest commercial whore would sell himself for a nickel? Michael Jordan, 71. Danny Boy, Dan Marino, 43. Now, that's we like you, Danny. I mean, you never stole a freight train. You got funny-looking lips, but nevertheless. But you're just everywhere, a little bit too much. Tiger Woods, 37. He's moving up on Danny's ass fast. Shaq's got 25. Britney Spears, she's got 22. George Foreman, the lean, green, millin' chillin' man. The lean, mean, chillin' machine. He's got 17.
Seven kids all named George, too.
Does he really?
All his kids' names are George.
Now, let me ask you this, seriously. How could you not like George Foreman? He's just a fun guy, you know?
I love him.
He's great.
He's a great guy, great. He's got a great attitude. He's a good guy.
Yeah, what's not to like? Deion Sanders, 14. I can't stand him. Donald Trump, 11. Despise him. LeBron James, 10. Catherine Zeta-Jones, 6. Derek Jeter, 6. Derek Jeter, Jeter-Jones. Howie Long's got a pair. Terry Bradshaw, 1. Mike Ditka, 1. Lance Armstrong, Susan Sarandon, Mike Piazza, Dan Reeves, and Wayne Gretzky have all got the big 266. Don't forget, we're changing the poll at noon.
All right.
Hey, you're looking forward to that. Well, I think they're a hell of a lot more concerned about that school teacher and a 14-year-old boy. They're fantasizing about it right now. In their mind, they're making up stories, especially guys like in their 40s and 50s. It's very easy to convince yourself that something happened years and years ago. And if you keep thinking about it and pretending it happened often enough, then eventually it did happen. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of one right now.
There you go. I bet you are. Well, it'll take a while. 5670560, pound 560. But maybe it was your little tryst with Robert Creeper before the MO show this morning.
That's possible.
WQAM, hello. Not there on line two. QAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Is the poll just exclusively for North America?
Not necessarily, but it might be nice if somebody knows who it is. Go ahead.
David Beckham.
David Beckham, good one.
Okay, Neil, a suggestion for a new poll?
Please.
The biggest mistakes that Greg Reed has made concerning QAM.
Oh, that might be a two-parter.
I told George a couple of weeks ago when you were on vacation, he told me he suggested to you, but I guess he forgot.
Well, that's going to be tomorrow's poll. Thanks, Pally.
Take care of you.
I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. The biggest screw-ups by Greg Reed, huh? Biggest screw-up. And I'll give you one right now, okay? That'll have like a two-sided deal, kind of a two-faced deal. It'll be hiring Scott Farrell and firing Scott Farrell. See? See how we're coming at that? How's he doing, by the way, in Atlanta?
He's doing good.
How do you know that?
I spoke to him.
You spoke to Scott Farrell?
I did.
When was this?
2 weeks ago.
About what?
He was stuck down here from Memorial Day. Came down Memorial Day weekend, and he couldn't get back up on Monday.
Yeah.
So he did a show from the 940 studios. So he called me while he was down there because he was stuck. And he called me, and we talked for a little while, told me how everything was going good in Atlanta.
Well, that's great. We wish him all the best. Just don't come back. 5-6-7. I mean, if, I don't want to go into it. We'll do it tomorrow when we do that poll. If the audience only knew, if you only knew, I don't think even you know all of the stories.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So, like I said, we wish you all the best, Scott. Just stay the hell away. WQAM, hello.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby Knight.
Selling everything from fertilizer to shoes.
And believe me, when it comes to fertilizer, he's the expert, man. Thanks a lot, Pally. Bobby Knight, got it? Good. See, we're building this thing nicely. Of course, at noon, we'll yank it off of there and put that other one on there to get your take on that school teacher, on that nasty, nasty, hostile, horny 23-year-old hot bitch who, was molesting that poor 14-year-old boy while his 15-year-old cousin was driving him around and watching. He had one hand on the steering wheel and God only knows what else. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Is this Neil?
It sounds like me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, earlier you were talking about most annoying sports on-air broadcaster. I want that poll. I want Phil Simms included.
Yeah, he doesn't shut up for a second. He's a Tim McCarver of football.
Definitely.
Bop, bop, bop. Okay, thanks, Pally. Well, we got a whole bunch of polls we're going to be climbing pretty soon.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 UAM.
Finally got a call here. The number one rated Mo Howard and David in his own. At least according to my aspirations. Stay away from me. I don't even know how you have children. Miramar, hello.
Yes, I want your take on Jay Fiedler.
Oh, well, Jay Fiedler is a great quarterback and a good Jew.
I like Jake Beebler?
Well, not to mention he's got extraordinarily smooth buttocks.
Oh, yeah!
You've got to be careful what you say here.
Okay, Doc. Thank you, Ma.
No, wait a minute. Don't go.
But I have nothing else to say.
How about this? How's the weather down there in the Miramar?
I'm right down the street from you.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Oh, wait, no, wait. By the way, something.
No, I have to go.
Look, I tell you what. I'll hold you over the break. How's that? Huh? I'll give you one of my old tank T-shirts. How's that?
Bye-bye.
No, wait! That was the only caller we had.
Your veins on your nose is glowing again.
You go look in the mirror, you'll see a road map of history. You got your hippies on, way too tight.
My nose glows when something stings. Almost every day I think. And my veins, they start to tickle. My adenoid, yeah, I look like a ball in a bag. That's because I'm a crazy old bag. When I know that's still the triple vein.
WQM, happy Wednesday to you. Anyway, if you missed the beginning of the show, big radio news for those who care, and there were a lot. Howard Stern back on in five of the six markets that Cheap Channel took him off of, but not Miami and Fort Lauderdale. He'll be on in Palm Beach County. In fact, they carried the press conference this morning. That must be what Muff was listening to, because she was describing rather breathlessly hearing bada-beep, bada-boop, bada-bop, and he still hasn't decided if he's going to stay with Infinity or he's going to lead a revolution, which means going to satellite radio and all those other things. Would seem to me that if he's made these deals with these other stations because he gets a cut, whatever station his show is carried by, he wouldn't be making these deals if he really was serious about walking away, which I'm sure he's not, but a lot more publicity for Howard. At any rate, PBZ, The Buzz, 103.1 FM, West Palm Beach. And starting July 12th, because he'll be on vacation next week, July 12th is when it's going to be on The Buzz. So if you're one of those people in Northern Broward, in Palm Beach County, Northern Broward for Howard. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
For that Howard. There you go. I guess that's pretty big news. Didn't see anything in the Sun Sentinel or Herald about it.
No.
Did you guys?
Nope.
Must have missed it if Tom Jicka or Glenn Garvin was on top of that story, since other people have been writing about this a couple of days ahead of time. Didn't see nothing about it, Tommy. But then again, it has to do with radio, which I understand is out of your league. Line 9, WQAM, not there. And that's probably just as well. 5670560, pound 5. I don't want to take any more names for this pool. You know, that's what they're going to do, because we only got half an hour less.
Yep.
Right? So we'll wait for the other one. What entertainment or sports figure is the biggest commercial horror? We got mediocre total. I told you they didn't like this pool. 322 vote. Oh, there's John Kerry.
ATP's selection process.
Looking really scary. Michael Jordan, 77. In fact, one of the reasons they said he might not pick John Edwards to be his running mate is because Edwards is, like, young and alive. He might, like, upstage him.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, man. Get Randy McMichael to slap him on the side of the head and wake him up a little bit, okay? Animate him a little. Oh, look at that. There's Dick Cheney with Rudy Giuliani at a Yankees game. Oh, brother. No comment. Michael Jordan, 78. Dan Marino, 51. Tiger Woods, 45. See, the Tiger's moving up on Danny Boy. He's moving into the contest. I told you. Shaq, 32. Britney Spears, 29. Donald Trump, 21. George Foreman, 20. The lean, mean shilling machine. Deion Sanders, 15. Catherine Zeta-Jones, 12. LeBron James, 11. Everybody else single digits. More than 4,000 scientists have signed a petition accusing George Bush of twisting their work to further his political agenda. This is in the British Independent. It says, for Michael Green, there was little hesitation. A Harvard professor has spent much of his life working in the field of reproductive health, and when in his capacity as a member of a federal advisory committee, he was asked his opinion about a new emergency contraception, he had few doubts about recommending that it be licensed. And neither did the overwhelming majority of his colleagues on the committee formed by the U.S. FDA. Indeed, the distinguished panel voted 23-4 in favor of selling the morning after pill, Plan B, without prescription. The FDA almost always follows its experts' recommendations, but not this time. Despite the wealth of expert opinion, the FDA rejected the committee's view, claiming that there was insufficient data. Committee members were incensed. Emails flew back and forth, talking of resignation and political interference inside the scientific process. People are very angry, says Green. The issue here is much larger than just Plan B. The decision is blatantly contrary to the science and the facts, and so blatantly politicized. But critics say that this is just one modest example among dozens of the way in which the administration of George W. Bush is manipulating and twisting science for its own extreme ideological ends. On issues from global warming to lead in drinking water and the alleged link between breast cancer and abortions, this administration, like no other before it, is turning science into a political battleground. Suddenly, science is responding to what is almost certainly an unprecedented revolt against the government. Earlier this year, the nonprofit group, the Union of Concerned Scientists, put together a petition that has so far been signed by more than 4,000 scientists, among them 20 Nobel Prize winners, demanding that the Bush administration change its behavior. It also published a 38-page report detailing the government's scientific distortions. Successful application of science has played a large part in the policies that have made the U.S. the world's most powerful nation and its citizens increasingly prosperous and healthy, the report says. Although scientific input to the government is rarely the only factor in public policy decisions, this input should always be weighed from an objective, impartial perspective to avoid perilous consequences. Indeed, this principle has long been adhered to by presidents and administrations of both parties in forming and implementing policies. The administration of George Bush has, however, disregarded the principle. The result of this politicization, say disgruntled scientists, has resulted not only in flawed policies, but the very undermining of American scientific ideals, even perhaps the nation's founding principles. There are few issues where the evidence of scientific distortion is more apparent than that of reproductive health. On January 22, 2001, 4 days after his inauguration, Bush reinstated the so-called Mexico City policy, which denies federal funds to family planning groups that provide abortion counseling or services overseas. Since then, led by its born-again evangelical leader, the government has waged war on anything that might be considered a liberal approach toward reproductive health. Condoms have been condemned as ineffective, and the administration has adopted abstinence only as the official approach toward sex education. Over the last 3 years, Congress has given more than $100 million in grants and organizations that promote abstinence-only education. It's a long story. The whole story is on our website.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. UAM.
It's Dave.
Uh-oh.
In Miami Town.
Absolutely.
At 560 WQAM.
When there's no time left on the clock.
Okay, this is it, guys. It's now or never.
When there's nobody left to put in.
Okay, give me a rundown. What are the options?
When there's no choice.
You've got to be s***ing me. All right.
In theaters everywhere this Friday, Shaquille O'Neal is Brick. Media darling, Shaquille O'Neal in his first full-length motion picture, Brick, rated PG-13. Let's hope his acting is better than his free throw shooting.
I'll tell you, that's a good poll question, too. Has got a bigger head, Shaq or Joe Rose?
Ooh, that's close.
Good battle. 11:45 at 560 WQAM, and noon will change the poll. We'll do the thing about the school teacher and that poor little kid that she molested and abused and pawed all over, you know?
Yeah, poor kid.
Right. Let's see. I'm looking at 6 to 10 from yesterday from the Trends 12 Plus. I wanted to make sure because I know that he's got a vast following out there. Mr. Ego, a.k.a. The Cane Meister, he has point.
Oh!
Doesn't show up this time in this trend. You know what that means? That means that during any quarter hour, fewer than 100 people are listening. You could be using a telephone booth rather than wasting all of that juice from the electricity from the station. They could use a phone booth to have a meeting of the audience in there. A perfect zero. Don't show. Even FTL AM, which is now that 850 thing. By the way, Norma Kent, if you're still listening, what do you want? Okay? respond to my email. I hate when people do that. When you get a chance, you think you can call me later today? And I emailed them back. About what? You want to spoil an otherwise sunny, beautiful day here for me? Do you want to get me aggravated? What do you want? See, Norma, if I'm you, I'd go back to doing something. Get a hobby, like, you know, take up baseball card collecting. It might make a comeback. Don't you hate that when people say, well, give me a call, and then you say, well, like, about what? And then you don't hear anything.
Yeah, they just want to talk.
Well, I don't.
Then don't call.
Don't bug me, Norma. Okay, go away. Unless it's something like life and death. If it's about the unmentionable one or whatever it's about, I'm not interested. I'm having a wonderful life. Look at this, WACC. I don't even know what that is. I think it's No Speaking English, isn't it? I'm writing that 0.9. Waves, that's, I think, Haitian Melodies, 0.7. FTL in the morning at a 0.5. RFX, Fox Sports, 940, 50,000 watts for a 0.4. And this is 12 plus. This is the entire audience. Average quarter hours of 3,200 people. That's their entire audience. You have any idea how minuscule that is? They could rent a big conference room at the Holiday Inn
and
save
people.
The juice. God. I don't see that, and it's going to be really interesting now that the Palm Beach station is going to carry Stern. It starts July 12th. So, like, by the end of the summer, you'll start seeing something happen, maybe.
Maybe.
You don't think?
I don't, it depends. I mean, if that could come in good in Broward and, like, North Dade, maybe, but just Palm Beach, I don't think it's going to do that great.
Guy said Atlantic, and guy said in Plantation, one caller before said it, the buzz is coming in without any buzz, probably a clearer signal than ours, which could be almost anything.
Yeah, that's true.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. That's going to be such a great poll tomorrow. Thanks again, Pally, for calling in that suggestion. The biggest screw-up that Greg Reed made at WQAM. In fact, we'll go like over the past 7 years. Maybe like hiring me. Get rid of that great midday show. Dugan, Chris Moron. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
That was big. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
Neil?
Speaking.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
All right.
I heard a message that's going through. I don't know if you guys heard it, that Kerry's going to pick Hillary for vice president.
Where'd you hear that?
It was just saying on 94.3, and I heard it on another station. That's going to be a news press coming out, but they're saying that Hillary is going to be picked for vice president.
And what do you think?
I say great.
Okay. Well, we'll see. You believe that?
I don't know.
I don't think she wants to be vice president, do you?
I don't think so.
I think she's sitting back there chomping at the bit, waiting for 2008. I think she's hoping that Kerry falls flat on his face, and I could be wrong. What's your take? Hillary, I don't know. Because she's extraordinarily polarizing. See, a guy like John Edwards, I mean, maybe there are people who aren't big fans of John Edwards, but I can't imagine anybody hates him like poison. You know, he's just kind of a good old boy, you know, pleasant, looks human.
Sort of.
Yeah, kind of. In kind of a southern way of looking human. But Hillary, on the other hand, I really believe that people either love her or they hate her like poison.
There is no medium.
Exactly. No, well, that Nancy will tell her where to find the medium. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. What unbelievable irony. Reagan croaks, and so we went through 2 weeks of all of these eulogies and these tributes to the man. He's the one that stuck all of these dictators in all over the freaking world, including Saddam Hussein, the same guy that we're raving about now. We got him, we brought him to justice, Operation Iraqi Freedom, all this other bullcrap. Which, of course, it had nothing to do with that. WQAM, hello.
Tributes to the man.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Neil, I heard you say earlier that Bill O'Reilly, he doesn't... I've never heard him on the radio. He's not here in South Florida.
Yes, he is.
On what station is that?
850 AM.
Oh.
Well, he's looking for a little promo, that's all. I have no problem with that. I'm promoting the Stern Show being on the buzz. We don't care. We're not afraid. We're not panicky. Oh, don't mention any other callers, all of that bullcrap. That's for people who are scared, who are afraid to compete.
Maybe that was O'Reilly.
That could have been him. Well, as a matter of fact, the interesting thing is that when they first put his radio show on, and they thought they were going to kick Rush's ass, you know, his people from Fox, believe it or not, his people called George several times, inviting me to be on his show, and then asking, do I want him on my show, so I could promote his radio show being in the market. And, of course, I said very rapidly,
no, no, no.
And another,
no,
no, no chance. What the hell do I need him for? What's he going to do for me?
Not much.
Nothing. So there you go, Bill O'Reilly. He is on 850. He's got a point two, a little bigger than Mr. Ego there, but not much. He isn't even. He's not even like a mosquito on Russia's ass.
Okay?
Not done nothing. Zero. So we can talk all we want about pill pop and Russia and his 55 divorces and all of his other problems and what a hypocrite he is, all of which are true. But nevertheless, hand to man his due. He's a radio monster. He's got more people listening to him every day than any other radio show, including the Howard Meister, any other radio show.
Absolutely.
Not that Howard. In America, which is a pretty sad commentary, but that happens to be the truth. And the Bill O'Reilly radio show is like a, it's like the O'Reilly No Factor. WQAM, hello.
Tell me to look at Molly Ivan's column today.
Excellent. What's it about?
It's about religion, the good Christians.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll be right on it. During the break, I'll get on Molly Ivan's column. I'll also see if Norm Kent answered my last email. What do you want, Norm? Why are you bothering me? Why don't you call in, okay, on the bat line? We'll discuss it on the air, not. Boy. You see, there are some people who aren't satisfied if they know that you're really happy and you're enjoying life and everything is going too well. The ratings came out yesterday. We're doing great. And all of a sudden, because they have too much time on their hands. Who did that song?
I don't know.
Too much time on my hands?
I couldn't tell you.
Boy, you are just...
Was that during my time period?
Yes. You know, one thing about Zach, if it's not about sports or food, forget about it. You know what I mean? Let me correct myself. If it's not about food...
Forget about it.
Right. 5-6, which is not a knock. It's just one of those things. That's your specialty. Not everybody can spread themselves too thin, which you obviously haven't done.
I'm trying.
But, you know, that's your specialty is food.
I like it.
Line 9, I bet you there might be somebody on here. QAM, hello.
Fudge report has it that Hillary's going to be the vice president of Scandinavia.
Really? Okay, I'll check it out immediately, if not sooner. Thank you. Okay, let's go to the Fudge report, which is accurate about one time in 100. Hillary for VP. Okay, let's see how... Maybe Miss Fudge got some good stuff this morning. I'm waiting for it. Uh-oh, look at that. It's taking a little bit of a time. Sodom will be executed. Well, we already saw that one. Okay, big deal. Does he have the Howard Stern story on here, since he thinks he's king of all the expert media critic? Vice President Hillary, oh, yes, see, speculation intensifies in Washington, just like John Kerry had the affair with the intern, and just like all of the other BS that he puts on here. When he announces it, when John Kerry announces it from his stale, moldy lips, then I'll believe it. Otherwise, forget about it. Official, see, I'm not supposed to read this, so I'm not going to read it like a verbatim, because he has, it's his own story. He says, Washington will be rocked when Hillary is picked as Kerry's yada, yada, yada. Oh, so predicts a Washington insider who spoke to the Fudge Report condition of anonymity. Okay, well, that's great. Some anonymous goofball somewhere said this, told this one that, and Ms. Fudge puts it on there. When you have some real information, instead of just being Walter Winchell Jr., okay, with a bald head and a goofy hat, let us know. And these people are breathlessly calling, oh, Hillary's going to be the VP. Like I said, let us know when it happens, right? Now, the Molly Ivins column, I think I might put a little more stock in that. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Curtis Stevenson for the Mad Dog at 2, the Humper at 4. Marlin pregame at 6:30, game at 7:05. WQAM, hello.
Hey, is this George?
Yes.
Hey, George. Did I hear you guys just say that Howard Stern's back on the air down here?
Yep. No, not July 12th.
July 12th? What station is that going to be on?
103.1 in Palm Beach. Where do you live?
I live in Coral Springs.
Yeah, you might be able to hear it. 103.1 FM.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. See, we have no problem with that. We don't mind that. Bill O'Reilly, 850 on AM dial, a station that nobody in Dade or Broward listens to. It's got a big signal. You can hear it. Anybody want to hear it?
No.
Well, you can hear it, though. Right?
Yeah.
I'm delighted to promote all the other. In fact, we used to have some of these goofballs on these minor league stations that used to call in and promote their own radio shows. If George were around, he would remember there was one guy. I'll have to ask him next week. Well, I can't think of the guy's name. He used to call in to promote his show. He was like on the Lightbulb Junior, one of those make-believe radio stations, those 10-watt stations. He used to call in so we could, do a plug.
Nothing like a little self-promotion.
Yeah, just like that shameless guy that's running for dog catchers somewhere, that Frank, whatever his name was. Remember that guy?
He would call every day if you let him.
Calls in, Frank Armandez Schwartz, whatever his name was, calls in one day, and I pick it up cool, like all the other calls here. We do screenless. Oh, is this Neil? Yeah, and he sounded like a nice guy. He's running against Lincoln Diaz-Balart for the House and yada, yada. Okay, great. Anybody's running against him. The Democrats aren't running anybody. This guy's a libertarian, which I can't stand at all. But nevertheless, he sounded like a reasonable guy. He's running against a real Nazi, so I gave him a couple of minutes. Okay, fine. Nice job. The next day, I'm going through the calls. I punch up on, oh, it's Frank Puppet Schwartz again. Is that incredible or what?
Self-promotion, baby.
Whoring this show. 4 minutes till noon at 560 WQM. We'll give you the final result of that other poll, then we'll get into the new one, into the spicy, juicy one. With the heat of summertime here, big time, now is a great time to get out of that car you've been driving, get yourself into a great new Toyota from Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. You'll find them on US 1, just 20 minutes south of the 836. No matter where you are in South Florida, even if you can't hear the buzz, it's worth driving anywhere to save you a ton of cash on great new Toyotas. With rising gas prices, maybe you'd like to get a car with more fuel economy. The legendary Toyota Corolla can be yours for just $11,990 or lease it for just $209 a month. Need a great Toyota for that college or high school grad? How about the Toyota Echo lease price at just $199? Need a truck? The V6 Toyota Tundra regular cab can be yours for just $239 a month. Looking for the hottest new cars around? Be sure and check out the Corolla XRS and Solera convertible waiting for you right now at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. Their service department is even open late till 8 weeknights to make sure they get all your service work done for you. They're wonderful folks to do business with, and they'll never give you a big phony song to dance. Armstrong Toyota of Homestead were the first dealer in South Florida to offer you free tires and batteries for life, and now they're the first to offer you free replacement parts for life as well. Tires, batteries, and free parts for life. Nobody, nowhere else does that. So instead of getting sucked in by those mega dealers who scream and yell and holler and get you in with phony promises, get yourself a real honest-to-goodness great deal at Armstrong Toyota Homestead today. See the GM, David Rich. Drive a little and save a ton on that great new Toyota only at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 UAM.
Look, it's the 12 to 1 hour, yeah, at least for today.
I stand in front of you now, 2 years later, and say, it took me a little while, I'm a little slow learner, but, Neil, I apologize.
It's way deal.
You are the truth.
Bill Clinton was exposed as an adulterer. One of his goals may have been to humiliate me publicly, but now is my turn to show him what I had discovered. On that auspicious day, lunch was served on the grounds under an enormous white canvas tent. One of my challenges that afternoon was Fidel Castro. There was a mischievous gleam in his eye. Then he said something that left me in awe. Hillary, I have a picture of you in my office. Mmm, delicious! Almost immediately, we crashed into bed. It was wonderful to lose myself in sheer physical sensation. A few days later, Stevie Wonder called and asked if he could come over to see me at the White House. I answered, yes, you must come to see me. That night, I was ushered upstairs and told to put on a wig and hoop skirt, and he periodically broke into giggles for no apparent reason. I'm not all that athletic anymore, but the next thing I knew, I was swinging back and forth, squealing. When Stevie finished, I felt numb. Another surprise soon followed. Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Mick Jagger. Bill didn't mind. After all, it happens.
Promo 2 at 560. There's your next vice president, Hillary Clinton.
Oh!
Or not, as the case may be. Anyway, let's give you the final result, and then I'll get to a Norm Kent's email, which I find most amusing. Nice going, Norma. One entertainment or sports figure is the biggest commercial whore. Michael Jordan, 90. Danny Marino, boy, 63. Tiger Woods, 55. A respectable turd.
You turd.
Shaq, 40. Britney Spears, 35. Donald Trump, 35. George Foreman, 25. Deion Sanders, 19. Catherine Zeta-Jones, 13. LeBron James has got a dozen. Terry Bradshaw, 7. Derek Jeter, 7. Mike Ditka, 5. Howie Long, 3. Susan Sarandon, a pair. David Beckham's got a pair. Wayne Gretzky finally got one. Nice go, Needle Nose. Lance Armstrong won. Dan Reeves and Mike Piazza got none out of 415. Here's the next poll. This is it. We'll get it up in the poll, too. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher, 23 years old, no less, who had sex with their 14-year-old student? What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Five choices, and maybe there's more. I don't know. Some other ideas. I'm jealous. No big deal. The cousin should be shot for squealing. Fry her ass, or she's a crazy bitch, but very hot. Did I leave anything out?
Covers it.
Covered all the bases well. Now, here's the email response I get from Norma Kent after he wants me to call him. I'm not going to call you, Norma. I got the maid coming. I got, you know, lunch to get. All kinds of heavy-duty stuff that's more important than hearing your BS. Wait till you hear this. You will just pee your pants. Neil, I received a call from someone who said you mentioned on the air you would sign an extension to your contract if you could work less hours. Not knowing the veracity of the remark, I thought I would check with you to see if it were true. Is that incredible or what? Let me give you the short answer, Norm.
No.
No. I did say that. I was just kidding around, okay? Evidently, he wasn't listening on that day. But somebody who was trying to figure out a way to get Norm to make some more money. Right? That's got to be the deal.
It's got to be it.
No. The answer is no. Another 2.5 years. Long way to go, baby. 2.5 years. Lots can happen at that time. Maybe I'll win the lotto tonight for $10 million Canadian, eh? And then Josh and Zach can do the show tomorrow and Friday.
Nice.
That'd be good. You'd have a good time.
I'm hoping you would.
You already got the poll for tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
The biggest screw-up by Greg Reed at WQ. I mean, you would just rip Greg an ass, I'm sure, the both of you.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure?
Okay, I won't repeat what either one of you said before the show. Okay, here's the facts from Mudgate Phil. I was watching some program on TV listing the 10 top most beautiful women. The list included Oprah and Condoleezza. Holy cow! Are you kidding me? They must have been talking about horse-faced women is what they were talking about.
Come, we'll take the oath, baby, and that's your condom. No, she can't stonewall any longer.
I also had the misfortune of tuning in this right-wing idiot, Michael Savage. Oh, no, while channel surfing the AM dial, he was blaming high gas prices on environmentalists. Oh, I don't want to read this. Oh, Phil and Mudgate, please, please. This is almost as depressing as Norma Kent's email. Isn't it something how some of these people are so one-dimensional? I can't find the new Molly Ivins column on religion. I checked on her website in the Fort Worth, whatever that is, Telegram. I can't find a new one. So if anybody's got it, fax it in or let us know where it is. Okay, let's see what I should vote on this thing. See, I don't know what to vote on this. I'm just going to vote the cousin should be shot for a squealer.
My vote. That would be my vote, too.
I think he should have minded his own business. In fact, he didn't realize what a good deal he had going. Maybe he was just jealous.
Just keep the videotape rolling and keep
He was only getting to watch, but I think he probably was enjoying it enormously. Okay, I could be wrong about that, but I doubt it. He was probably getting his jollies. So I think that maybe... And of course, we're not talking about physical harm or anything like that. We want him just a radio show. If you find somebody who does something like that...
Shoot them in the leg.
That's right. Just like around the ankle would be good. Just incapacitate him for a few days while he reassesses his life. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes,
please.
Sir. Speaking.
Neil, I just want to make an observation about this FCC stuff you've been talking about and how absurd it is that the vice president who's pushing this down our throats is dropping F-bombs on the Florida Senate. And I wish that you could speak
Hardly
to that.
West Senate.
What's that?
I said, have a great day. Oh, he said the floor of the Senate. I'm sure he said the floor of the Senate. Doesn't that what it sounded like?
Yeah, it's
he said
right.
The floor of the Senate. You have to be a little more articulate than that, Pally, but we catch your drift. Well, there are a bunch of hypocrites. There are a bunch of phonies. And like I said the other day, and don't get me wrong. I'm not interested in having the government interfering with the Internet in any way or censoring any material, but... On the one hand, they say it's okay for pornography to be on air because you're infringing on the First Amendment, but if we play fart sounds on a radio, which they can even do on a new Iraq talk show, play fart sounds, then we're going to fine you like either $275,000 or maybe $500,000 a fart. You talk about expensive gas.
Very expensive.
Even Amoco never saw nothing like this. And those fakers at Shell. Anybody fax that Molly Ivins comment? I'll do it during next break. I don't want to put you guys into a lot of stressful situations here.
Thank you.
Well, it's a lot of work because she's all over the place, Molly. Okay, I'm jealous. Here's the first result on the new poll about the teacher with a 14-year-old kid. It was in the state of Washington. In fact, what the hell was that the teacher's name? I read it again this morning in the original story. Letourneau. Wasn't that her name, Marianne Letourneau?
Yep.
Doesn't that sound right?
Yep.
In fact, she had two kids by that kid. Did you know that?
She had two kids with the kid?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. because she got out. They let her out for a while, and then they were, like, cohabiting again, and they slapped her ass back in jail again. But in the meantime, around and before and in between, he knocked her up twice. I just mentioned that in passing. 49 votes on a poll on the new one. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher who had sex with her 14-year-old student? Now, let me ask you this. What would it have been if it would have been a girl, 14-year-old female student?
Would have been a lot worse than it is now.
I think the response would have been, can I watch? Then we got the videotape. To hell with Paris Hilton. I think they would have wanted to watch.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, I think they'd want to watch this one, too, when you come right down to it. I'm jealous, 19. The cousin should be shot for squealing, 15. Piece of crap. She's a crazy bitch, but very hot, 9. No big deal, 3, and fry her ass, 3. Three people, fry her ass, that pervert, that nasty bitch, destroying the morals of our young people. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
What did I say, Mary Jo?
Mary Ann.
Mary, well, okay, excuse me.
Close enough, though.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
And the board goes back, thank you. Now, you talk about a nitpicker, man. How do you like that? Mary Kay, he's probably using her cosmetics right now.
He's putting them on as we speak.
567.
Rectum.
0560, pound 560 on the 8th. And then there was the one in New England, too, in the somewhere in Massachusetts. It wasn't in Boston, but somewhere in New England. Another one of those same deals. Female school teachers. Hey, the only thing is that one in Washington, Mary Kay, Mary J, Mary Jo, whatever her name was, Mary Ann, that kid was, holy man, did you see him? Maybe she felt sorry for him.
I didn't see him.
He was like part Indian and part Martian, that kid. He was really bizarre. But anyway, maybe that's something that didn't meet the eye.
Which part?
WQAM, hello.
IOD is dropping Phil Henry.
Okay, is that so?
Yeah, and they're putting on Sean Hennessy.
Who the hell's that? Sean Hannity, you mean? Sean Hannity?
Yes.
They're dropping Phil Henry?
Right.
Are you sure?
Okay, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
See you around.
Okay.
Blind Mike, we got radio gossip going, baby. Oh! You know it's the dog days of the summer already. It's almost the 4th of July. Well, we got calls from Blind Mike on there that they're going to be dropping Phil Henry.
Okay.
How do you like that? So he wasn't even right-wing enough for the Clear Channel people. They're going to put Sean Hannity on there spewing his crap. Spinning it like a boll weevil. Is that incredible or what? So like I said, don't forget the Phil Henry show debuts on somewhere. See, that's what you get, Phil, when you're a real turncoat.
Are you sure?
You really turn out to be a piece of crap when you have no principles at all, when you just totally sell out, and it still didn't work for him. Still didn't work. They're going to put on a freaking Sean Hannity show on WIOD. Is that amazing? You know, that's one station when I'm in town I never, ever listen to.
WIOD? Oh, I hate that station.
I worked there for 9 years when it was a real radio station, when we had a really great thing going, and now you couldn't pay me to listen to it. I mean, what am I going to get, the Pill Popper on air? Or his clone there in the afternoon, Pill Popper Jr.? And then that Beck from Tampa, they got the rhymes with Drek in the morning that they put on instead of Dr. Laura, and their numbers really went in the crap for this last trend yesterday, man. That was a pleasing thing to see. In fact, you know something? Maybe the audience is finally getting around to punishing the cheap channel stations for screwing them over with Stern.
That'd be nice.
And caving into the FCC and being a bunch of sellouts. That would be beautiful. 12 minutes afternoon at 560 WQM. If your hair ain't so beautiful, in other words, if most of it is gone or you got a big bald spot there like most guys have, sooner or later, everybody and their brother would like to your business. They want to grab your money. In fact, there are people who will take thousands of dollars from it, and then you wind up still with a big bald spot. Charles Alfieri has been designing and supplying hair systems to people with lots of money, no money, in between, for more than 35 years, because at no price can you get a better-looking piece than Charlie's natural hairline system. The most critical area of any hair system is that hairline, and Charlie's new skin-like hair system looks so great it's 100% undetectable. So you've got a lot of choices out there. You can pop those pills, like Rush, and nothing's going to happen, and you might even get sick. Or you can, like, go and get one of the muskrats to put on your head.
Absolutely.
Or get some of that straw like Sam Donaldson has. Or the best idea is get Charles Alfieri's natural hairline system. You got nothing to lose but your ugly bald spot because Charlie gives you this fantastic 30-day guarantee.
About 30, man.
Wear the system for a month, and after a month you don't love the way it looks and feels. If you're not getting molested by a school teacher, Charlie return it for a full refund to Charles Alfieri. So if you'd like to look better and younger than you ever thought you could again, just give him that toll-free call. You got nothing to lose, like I said, but that ugly, oozing bald spot. Call 1-800-321-2413. That's 1-800-321-2413. Or get more info about Charlie on his website, charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local, this is 560. The radio's all yours now.
I think it's kind of wacky what they did to those Iraqis. Now they're telling you just how we feel. See, back much better from our boys.
Others are red.
They made the business break up by putting them in makeup.
Wreck them.
So you want them to say you were against it's a bad way. Rumsfeld. We're so tired of watching the news clips. Rumsfeld. We might have to give you a big clip. Rumsfeld. Give you a big clip. Rumsfeld. Give you a big clip.
Wreck them. Hell, it damn near killed him.
1218 at 560 WQAM. Here's Norma Kent's response to my email. Thank you for answering. Whenever you typically make a comment like that on the air, it's not me who sees dollar signs, but Greg Reed, who inevitably calls me out of the blue and asks me to have lunch at his Japanese restaurant, offering you more years with less incentives and promises that he won't keep. Well put, Norma. By the way, the Gateway Theater was sold out 12 consecutive showings of Fahrenheit 9/11 from Friday evening through Monday, says Norma. Thanks, Norma. Be well. Sei gesund. Happy 4th of July. I mean, why would anybody? See, I don't understand about people that want to work forever. And you'll be pleased to know, Norma, that Greg actually poked his head in the door this morning and told Josh, tell Neil congratulations on a great trend, and they ran out. Isn't that the way it went down?
Yeah.
In other words, you didn't have, like, any verbal intercourse? You didn't have, like, high-fiving?
No, he gave me a thumbs up.
Really? Up where?
Rectum.
Yeah. And that was it?
That was it. He said, congratulations, you're doing a good job.
You know something? See, that's perfect. That's exactly the amount of interplay that I need with Gregory Benjamin Reed. That's exactly what I know, Gregory Benjamin Budell, whatever this guy's middle name is. That's it. That's all we need. About, like, once a year, hey, nice job. Keep it up. That's it. Get out of my face, Greg. Go away. Go get a haircut. Couldn't have done it without you, Greg. Couldn't have done it without you. Tomorrow will be the maybe one of the most fantastic polls, and I appreciate it again. I just can't get over how thrilled I am. See, that to me is one of the biggest pains in the ass of doing the show. In fact, it's the only pain in the ass of doing the show is having to come up with a different poll idea every day. I'm thinking maybe what Eric ought to do, since he's got so little to do these days, now that Josh is doing all of the hard work, including the behind the bead curtain ladies, he could, like, maybe email me or fax me a bunch of the old polls from back in the beginning, like 5 years ago when we started doing polls, 4 or 5 years, whatever it was. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Because by now, most of the audience has either forgotten that we did those polls, or maybe they croaked, or maybe they moved away, or their Alzheimer's kicked in, and probably I forgot them, too. Because it ain't easy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, trying to think of something every day that we haven't done.
I mean, you know, anybody can go online and see the usual trite polls, or we do the, you know, the Kerry against Bush poll once in a while, which is fine, but, I mean, you don't want to overdo that. You see some of the most stupid polls that they take on CNN and the newspapers, and it's just kiddie crap. You know, it's caca. Who the hell wants caca? So, anyway, the biggest screw-up Greg Reed ever made at QM, there's so many. Maybe we have Joe Rose participate in it. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher who had sex with that 14-year-old student? That's our poll question, if you pardon that expression. 120, can I say that?
No.
126 votes. I'm jealous, 43. Especially if they saw the picture, right?
Oh, yeah.
She looks just fine. The cousin should be shot for squealing, 41. She's a crazy bitch, but very hot. Look how many votes that's got.
About 30, man.
Fry her ass, 7, and a no big deal, 5 out of 126. No big deal. But like I said yesterday, if it would have been a male teacher, and she was with a 15-year-old male student, or 14, whatever he was, then you'd have seen lots of gunshots, all right. Right?
This would have been a lot more serious.
This would have been heavy, heavy duty. And Joe Rose wouldn't be sitting there saying, well, you know, whatever he was saying. I heard it. That jock crap. See, this whole jockocracy, man, and I love Joe. I'm so ecstatic. He's the only lead-in I've had in years, with all due respect. Who isn't going to lose the license? I emphasize that part, okay? The only lead-in we've ever had on this station who isn't going to lose the license or lose the whole audience. He's not just not going to lose it. Nice job in a book again, Joe. You're kicking ass. But all the jocks, they seem to have this mentality where they're, you know, it's so predictable. The mad dog, the little dog, the big dog. It's like the thing with the Masters. Remember that big deal?
Yep.
The woman who wanted to crash the party at the Masters in Augusta. And everybody on this station, from Moe to the Humper to Gildy, you name it. Ah, these are just a bunch of dykes that want to crash the party. I guarantee if it would have been Tiger Woods, if we wouldn't have had Lee Elder, wasn't he the first black guy they let in there?
I think so, yeah. That's him.
About a zillion years. See, I can't even stand golf, but I know a little bit about it. I could even tell you about Roberto DiVincenzo.
Huh?
When I was a little kid, there used to be a show on TV called Championship Golf. And, of course, back in the day, we didn't have 80 zillion cable channels and all those choices. It was on a weekend. And I don't know, I used to watch it. I don't know why. And, of course, it was all edited down. It was filmed. It wasn't live.
Uh-huh.
She didn't have these long pauses, and they weren't all just walking along the fairway and all the whispering. And it sucked, but I watched it because it was there. Let's see. It says the kid's cousin should not be shot. He should have Luca Brasi pay him a little visit. Luca sleeps with the fishes, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. It's a Sicilian message. Too much time on my hands was done by sticks. Now, you tell me, I apologize for forgetting, because I played that on Zeta, obviously. Where, by the way, Castronova, somebody I know had a lot bigger numbers on Zeta than you ever had on there, and even Rick and Tick, or whatever their name is on there now, Lincoln Stick, or whatever their name is, they're doing it. Bigger numbers on Zeta than Paulie and Young Ron. That is really embarrassing, okay? Their deficiencies are being spotlighted like somebody's shining a humongous flashlight right on their deficiencies right now. Now, it sticks before your time, Zach?
It's right about my time.
Yeah?
No, a little bit. Maybe a little before.
Well, what kind of guy like you doesn't like sticks? Everybody likes sticks.
I love sticks. They're a great band.
Yeah. He likes sticks and licorice.
Only red licorice. I don't like black licorice. I hate it.
Man, I mean, I outgrew that as a child, you know? Licorice, it's one of those things you eat as a kid, and then you say, oh, man.
I'm still a kid.
Because being a fat old diabetic like I am, I'm going to say it again. If I'm going to cheat and eat something bad for me, which I do all the time, of course, but I'm not going to eat something like that. Don't you understand? Being in the shape that you're in, the condition that you're in, which is pretty dangerous. If you're going to eat some crap, eat some good crap. Like, what are you eating right now? What are you eating that they brought in? Like, are you eating burgers with the buns?
No, no. They brought in, I had some ribs and some chicken wings.
Well, that's good. That's okay. I like Atkins.
Yeah. I'm on the Atkins diet today.
For an hour or two?
Yeah. Then I'll
like me. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, I want to speak to Neil.
Speaking.
Hey, how you doing there?
Pretty good.
Wanted to ask you, can you put a picture of that product up on your website?
I'm trying to think where I saw it, but I'm sure Eric can work on it. We can find one of the stories that's got her picture on it. You haven't seen her yet?
No, it was on the internet, but I couldn't find her.
Pretty damn hot, man, I'll tell you right now.
Can we add something else to the poll?
Sure, go ahead.
I'd love to do her no matter what.
Okay. Okay. Why don't we just put add another category? I'll do her at any age. Or I would do her at any age. How's that? Meaning to do her. Huh? Yeah, it works for them, evidently. Yeah, we'll find a picture of her somewhere. I saw several pictures, but having my Alzheimer's kicking in again, I can't recall exactly where. Also, I looked at Creator Syndicate. We got links to Molly Ivins, both her columns, Fort Worth Star Telegram and the Creator Syndicate. I don't see any new column there about religion or nothing like that. Her last column that I see was the one about fuel and oil and what all these things. So if somebody out there has got it, fax it along, or maybe the guy just dreamed he read it. Or maybe it was by Maureen Dowd, or God only knows. 26 past noon, and look at this. What a segue into the Atkins diet. The Lights of West Boca. A lot of people on those low-carb diets now, and they're working for a lot of people, too. Atkins, South Beach, Sugar Busters, any low-carb sugar-free diet will only be better when you go to the Lights of West Boca. They've helped thousands of low-carb dieters just like you achieve their weight loss goals. Because today, shopping for the right low-carb products has become more and more difficult because everybody and their brother claims just about everything is low-carb. Now, forget about it. Most of the so-called low-carb products on grocery store shelves will not help you lose weight. Some will even make you gain weight. So don't sabotage your weight loss goals. Come into Delights of West Boca, and they'll help you stay on the right track with hundreds of delicious low-carb products. Have some things with some great taste, and you can try anything in the store before you buy it, too. The staff at Delights knows low-carb dieting like nobody else because they've been selling this stuff for years, and they're open daily till 10 o'clock at night. Don't forget their guaranteed lowest prices policy on all Atkins products, too, also on Carbolife and Pure Delight products as well. Delights of West Boca will not be undersold. You'll find them on the northeast corner of Glades in the 441, right next to Boston Market, or call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB, L-O-W-C-A-R-B, or on the web, it's lowcarb.com. Delights of West Boca would be your official Atkins retail center.
We are Sports Radio 560 QAM.
I put the prisoner in the chair and strap him in.
What are you going to do to me?
Is the power ready?
Yes, sir.
Please, no!
Hit the switch!
What is this? Oh, no. Is this what I think it is? Oh, no! I hate you so! Gosh, I'll take it! Shut it off! Please! I'm begging you, shut it off! No! I can't take it! It hurts!
Club 32 at 560 WQM. We got a little dilemma. Maybe you can help me solve.
What's that?
I'm coming here yesterday. It was about 10 after 4. I'm sending my bedtime stories to Eric. And I open up the pot, and there's the humper on there. The Hebrew hammer. And he's talking about the fact that he's the chairman this year of the American Cancer Society fundraising drive. And he's promoting. That's why he left early yesterday, and he was on until only 5:30, because he had some kind of a benefit thing he was doing for charity. But see, nobody tells me any of these things. And also, he's thanking people for donating, and thanking the people in the station who've donated. Did anybody ever ask me?
No.
Now, see, I made a comment last week, and I stand by the comment. I don't like the American Cancer Society. And years ago, when I was doing topics, I did shows on them. And I think that they waste an enormous amount of money, much of which goes to bureaucratic waste and crap. But nevertheless, since Hank has donated to every cause I've ever been involved in, always come up with a nice big fat check, I would have been delighted to write a check. You know what I'm saying?
Faxing you over a sheet with all the info on it.
Well, what does that mean?
Just like the whole thing that he's doing.
Well, how long is it going to go on? Because I'll be more than happy to mail him a check.
It says it begins on June 22nd.
Right.
This year's jail and bail was held on June 22nd to the 25th.
So, yeah.
That's it. I'll fax you over this whole sheet. That's everything that Hank's doing for it.
Okay. Well, I'll look at that. But if you see him, or I'd like to find out, because I'd be more than happy to write a check, even though I don't like the charity. That's not, you know, it's doing something that he believes in, and I didn't even know that he was the whatever, the chairman.
I'll let Dave Hagan
the
know.
The spokesman.
I
yeah.
That's where the checks go to Dave.
Because I just, it's humiliating and degrading to me. But again, nobody tells anybody anything. You know, Muff comes in here in the morning, worried about whether he's, you know, his job is safe and whether I'm going to be around and I'm, you know, healthy. Because that's basically what all that bullcrap is all about. Josh knows. He hears it every day, even though he's not supposed to hear it. Or else Josh kicks George, Duff kicks Josh and George out of the room so he can whisper to me things that everybody else knows about, like Joe Rose not being on last week. And then I find out that Geldy was talking about it all morning before my show, on the air.
But don't tell.
And there was a very jackasses column the day before, you know, but all that crap. Just very sad. But no, but other than that, important stuff that will make us like a little more cohesive, like a real radio station. Nobody tells me anything like that. Greg. That's part of the way Greg Reed runs a joint. Molly Ivins working for change. Well, I'll be damned. Where did this come from?
A fact.
From Creator Syndicate? I don't know. Somebody must have found this somewhere, because I looked on Creator Syndicate on her website there today. Didn't find it. But this is great. Thank you so much. And knowing how much I love Molly Ivins, I'm going to read it cold. How do you like that? If all three pages are coming? Are they all coming?
Yeah, they should be.
Pretty long, though, isn't it? I'll read it anyway, because if it's knocking religion, all I can say is,
all right.
Thank God.
Oh, God.
About time we had somebody with some balls. Molly Ivins, she's got a big pair. She says, walking or just talking, family values crowd drags God into the mud of partisan politics. She says, when it comes to religion, I've always believed it's more important to walk the walk than talk the talk. I come from a tradition, Episcopal, that considers it rather in bad taste to wear your religion on your sleeve, presumably from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Of course, I also had some Baptist input, and so I'm fond of making joyful noise unto the Lord. Texans even like to sing hymns around campfires while drinking beer. I'm not sure if that counts. I long ago learned to shy away from the stink of sanctimony. We're all familiar with the pietistic hypocrites and spiritual humbugs wearing dog collars. I doubt the clergy is more afflicted with canting Pharisees than the legal profession is with sleazy chiselers, but neither type is exactly rare. When you throw politics into the religious mix or vice versa, you get some real buttes in the hypocrisy department. Just to take a recant example, Jack Ryan of Illinois, the one who had to drop his campaign for the Senate after his divorce papers revealed he had forced his wife to go to sex clubs with him, was one of the family values crowd who opposes gay marriage because it's such a threat to the institution. Please. And although Bill Clinton was too polite to mention it in his book, quite a remarkable number of Republican leaders who were hell-bent on impeaching him for his folly were themselves adulterers. Back in the 1950s, when the late Representative Bob Eckhart was still in the Texas legislature, a bill to cut off all state aid to illegitimate children was under debate. After listening to some of his Christian colleagues explain why illegitimate children should be left to starve, Eckhart rose and said, "I'm not so much concerned about the natural bastards as I am about the self-made ones. I consider that one of the most Christian things I've ever heard said during legislative debate. I sometimes think we've gotten ourselves into a pointless argument in this country, as we rather often do, by exaggerating the extremes. We're not faced with a choice between imposing some Christian views, a version of Sharia law on the one hand, or driving religion out of the public square altogether on the other. 200 years of not terribly rigid separation of church and state has given us one precious gift. As a quote attributed to James Madison, never been able to find the correct citation of it, the purpose of separation of church and state is to keep forever from these shores the ceaseless strife that has soaked the soil of Europe with blood for centuries. Religious strife is still soaking the soil with blood, isn't it, in Kosovo and elsewhere. To the extent that politics should be based on moral and ethical considerations, of course it is religious foundations, but dragging God into partisan politics is, in my view, a sin. Is it Christian to cut money for Head Start? Is it Christian to cut poor children off health care? Is it Christian to cut old people off Medicare? Is it Christian to write memos justifying torture? Is it Christian to cut after-school nutrition and AIDS programs so multimillionaires can have bigger tax cuts? Historically, the Bible has been used to justify some stupefying crimes, including slavery and genocide. I see no indication that we're any better at divining the Lord's intent now than we ever were. As regular readers know, I call upon the Lord rather frequently myself, often for patience in dealing with those who presume to speak His name. To whatever extent each of us is affected by religion, I suppose we inevitably bring that into the public sphere, but I seriously question the wisdom of doing so in any organized or deliberate fashion. Drag God into politics and you'll ruin His reputation in no time. Again, this may be a bad matter of taste, but I've seen too many psalm-singing, Bible-quoting, holy Joe hypocrites in politics to think these frauds improve the moral tone of our public life. Getting snookered by some canting humbug is even more depressing than getting snookered by a plain old crook. Beware those who make a show or parade of their piety. Keep watching for the ones who walk the walk. Pretty good column by Molly Ivins. Thanks whoever sent that in. Thank you very, very much. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. Poll number two today. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher, 23 years old, no less, an old babe? I mean, what's so old about 23? Now, let me ask you seriously, honestly, forget about all the jokes and yucking it up. 23 and 14, is that that bad?
Yeah.
It is. You're right.
It's not good.
Not good. Josh?
Yeah, it's bad.
19 and 14?
Getting better.
17 and 14?
Nothing wrong with that.
Both of them are high school.
Still very much against the law.
Yeah, one's a senior and one's a freshman in high school. 17 and 14.
I'm jealous, 71 people said. They're jealous. The cousin should be shot for squealing, 56. She's a crazy bitch, but very hot, 52. I hope we can find those pictures. Fry her ass, 11. I'll do her at any age, 11. And no big deal, said 9. I'm sorry, no big deal, said
9.
Sorry, Robert. Can't do it like he does. 12:30. One moment, please. See, I if I was ahead of myself, I was sharp. If I would have slept, got up at the regular time, 12:30.
9.
See, I would have just left it there. I'd have had it handy, but I'm not. I'm just off my feed. Sorry. I apologize. Hey, I'll tell you one thing, no apologies from Dry Concepts because they don't play any games with it. They just roll up their sleeves and go about doing a fantastic job of making even the nastiest, smelliest, rottenest looking carpeting look just like brand new. In fact, there are probably some of you out there ready to give up on your carpets and figure it's time to spend a lot of money for brand new. Forget about that. Dry Concepts, like I said, will do a miracle right there on your floor. They dry clean your carpets like dry cleaning your clothing. They suck out even the deep down dirt way in there in the fibers of your carpet. Beware of those guys who have the $5.95 per room scams who, after the job is done, say, "Oh, I got bad news for you. It's a lot more than we thought. It's going to be X, Y, and Z." At Dry Concepts, they give you a written guaranteed price up front before they start the job. And Dry Concepts uses a rapid drying technique, so your carpets are drying in an hour and a half, 2 hours at the most, so you really can clean today, entertain tonight. When they finish, your carpets look brand new, smell lemony fresh, too. With over 20 years of continuous service in town, Dry Concepts is the only name you ought to be thinking about when it comes to carpet and home sanitizing. And if you mention that you want to be put on their standby list, they can save you an extra 15% off their guaranteed already low price. Do like I've been doing for over 20 years. Call the carpet cleaning experts at Dry Concepts. They will never let you down. Call them toll-free from Dade, Broward, and the Palm Beaches. Call 1-800-248-5071. That's 1-800-248-5071. Or online, it's dryconcepts.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
God.
Change the face of sports radio, because now I'm the voice of the Panthers and an elephant of modern radio. Oh boy! I got lots to do here, like talk to the same three callers about sports and sports and sports. I even got lots of hilarious comedy bits.
Coach Coker, Coach Coker, I'm the Cokerhead.
Take that, Mo. That old cocker. I'm the star now with my own 2 solid hours of spots. You're washed up. Now you're the bum. You can't hit me no more. You can't hit me no more.
Do you think I can't hear you? You're on the radio, you moron.
Oh, hi, Mo.
Hey, look, maybe I was a little out of line. The things I said hit you like that.
Yeah, you were. And I'm not gay.
Sure, I know. In all fairness, that big fat old guy they stuck me with kisses me like you used to do, but he's not you.
That's so sweet. You make me almost want to come back with you.
Guilty. Yesterday my life was filled with joy. Guilty. And now I'm stuck with a guava-loving boy. You're my best sidekick and foil. I miss how you talk like a goyle. Guilty, yes, for old you. I miss you.
Oh, oh. I can't help the fact you're my queen. Oh, oh. I ain't worth getting smart on a show that's mean. Back a sandwich and have a good time while you're waiting on the unemployment line.
Why, you little man, call me a bum. I'll show you who's a bum. Are you upstart? You feel a
better? 12:47 at 560 WQM. So it's peanut butter and jelly still there. I was Mo back this morning from his illness. I guess he was.
He was.
Didn't hear it. Didn't hear a minute of it. Maybe that's why I'm off my feet. Didn't get my daily dose of Mo.
That'll
kill you.
Hey, that picture of the school teacher's up.
Is this already up?
That's
well,
right.
Thank goodness we didn't have to steal it from the Schmidtmeister because somebody faxed and said he's got pictures. I just went to that Todd Schmidt website. That is the worst piece of crap website. Man, is that thing boring. Plus, I couldn't find no pictures. Okay, let me take a puke and see if she don't know. Did you look at it?
I did.
What a stupid question. And?
Very nice.
Would you do her?
I would.
Me too.
Well, the picture on her right there of Deborah LaFave, she's a little, with no makeup, and she's looking like she just got beat up on the head by, you know, somebody, by some dolphin player.
Some 14-year-old schoolboy.
Or by some 15-year-old kid whose brother has been doing her. Deborah, in the picture on the left, she looks okay. Now, let's see. Oh, there's just the two of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, neither one of those is of her. I've seen much better pictures of her than that. But the one on the right looks like a mugshot. Maybe it is.
It might be, yeah.
But the one on the left, she looks just fine. In fact, maybe one of these days we'll find a naked picture of Deborah and put her behind a beaded curtain. But this one, you don't even have to be over the age of 100 because it's only a headshot, if I can say that. Can I say it?
No.
It's only a shot. Well, that made it even worse because when you go like it's only a shot, there could have been something else in there. Bad, even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Stuttering Gil in Homestead, generally, Gil, you're just a wonderful guy, but your faxes are just out of control. He says, talking about the teacher... True story, when I was in middle school, I'd be pulled from class one time a week for speech therapy. This is Stuttering Gil. I had a hot Jamaican therapist who would sit in front of me in the Indian style with a skirt on. I was so young, I didn't know how to act or what to do. Well, to make the story short, she terminated our sessions because she said I wasn't getting any better. I tried to find her after high school, but she didn't work for the school system. I wanted to tell her that she made me real uncomfortable back then, but maybe we can continue my therapy lessons now. Man, did I blow a chance of a lifetime, says Stuttering Gil in Homestead. How do you like that? Maybe that's why he started stuttering, because she was sitting Indian style in front of him on the floor, or however it was, or on the table, whatever she was doing, with her legs kind of like spread. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Last-minute flights grounded. A lot of people really pissed off and fired up about that.
Incredible.
And thanks for faxing me that story again, the Molly Ivins column again. I guess you liked it so much, Zach, that he faxed it to me again.
Yeah, just in case you didn't get it the first time.
In case that I left any words out of it the first time.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's another site. This is the photographer who took wedding pictures at the Tampa High School teacher's wedding. Holy moly. Isn't it amazing how stuff just spreads like wildfire on the wicked web? Danny says, I wish I had teachers like this when I was a teenager. Holy moly is what he said.
All right.
It's BrianAdamsPhoto.com. Not the Brian Adams you're thinking of course, eh?
The one who sings?
BrianAdamsPhoto.com. Maybe you want to check that out while I'm traveling here, okay? Maybe Eric would like to check that out. Maybe we got some other pictures, okay? Maybe we can have a whole gallery of pictures of Deborah Lefebvre. I wonder if she's related to Sylvain Lefebvre, who used to play defense for the Leafs.
No.
Last-minute flights grounded. The people are very angry about this, already angered by impending rule changes limiting travel to Cuba. Scores of people felt doubly mistreated yesterday when they were turned away from their scheduled flights at Miami International Airport, where the graft goes on. With stricter regulations on travel to Cuba taking effect today, many had been looking to beat the deadline by flying there a day earlier, but it turned out that the charter airlines that sold them their tickets had not been authorized to do so by the State Department, and that neither were the flights authorized to take off. It sounds like some of our trips to Vegas with Bob, whatever his name was. The hopeful travelers paid up and packed were reduced instead to lining up at MIA and chanting, "We want to fly," the AP reported. "We want to fly. Let us in. We want to fly." In fact, probably they would have flown a plane themselves if they got aboard.
That would have been fun.
State Department spokesman Tom Casey said it granted Americans currently visiting Cuba an extension until July 31st to return since the original June 30th deadline.
About 30, man.
Could have made it difficult for everyone to get back in time. See, this is so sad and so silly and so pathetic. Critics say the new policy will only hurt people in need. Jorge Luis Rodriguez, George Rodriguez, was among the passengers stranded at the airport. How do you like that? Jorge Luis Rodriguez, not ours, George, though. He says the whole world can travel to their countries whenever they want, but we can't, he told the AP, adding that he was trying to visit his sick mother, 81, who lives outside Havana. See, we know it's not our George because he certainly wouldn't be going to Cuba to visit his mother if she were there. Even being in Miami, he ain't going to go visit her. For supporters of the new rules, the concerns of businesses and some members of the exile community are outweighed by the well-being of the majority. What we're talking about is freedom for 12 million Cubans, not for an elite who can afford to travel there, said Nanasca Perez Castellón of the Cuban Liberty Council and exile group in Miami. See, as soon as it says exile group in Miami, you know what we're talking about? Coles. 11 of the 16 flights scheduled to leave MIA for Cuba on Tuesday did so without passengers. They had State Department approval not only to bring people back to the U.S., airport spokeswoman Insam Kim told the AP. Whatever the hell that means. So at any rate, come here at Pearson International Airport, hop aboard a plane anytime, Air Canada, take you right to Cuba. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
No. The cost of Bush's war, this by Katrina Vandenhoevel in The Nation. I'm going to start doing some reading here. I've been, I don't want to let you guys down while you're eating. And did you finish all the food?
Almost.
Ribs?
Almost.
Chicken? You said there were burgers, too.
No burgers. We put it all in the kitchen after we made our plates, and I heard it's all gone.
After Josh had his plate and you had your four?
Yes.
Actually, and they chopped it up, man, like it was the greatest, the last meal they've ever eaten. One thing about that place, man, you set some food out in the hallway. It's like a bunch of rats invaded. It'll disappear faster than you can say Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I think it was all of our Power 96 buddies that ate all the food.
All of our Power 96 buddies, you mean the one that don't speak to us because we're on AM and we're like lowlife?
Yes.
That crowd? Well, screw them. We like Kid Curry a lot. He's a great guy. He's a real broadcaster, which is very unusual in this company. Other than that, is there anybody else we like at Power 96?
No.
Oh, no, come on. There must be. Well, what's the guy in the morning? Albie Silk?
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like Albie.
I never met him, but George always speaks highly of him, and George hates everybody, so if George likes him, he must be okay. And what about what's his name there in the afternoon?
DJ Laz.
Yeah, DJ Laz. What about him? He's okay. He never stole a freight train. No, you don't like him?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Another good reason for me not to be there, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, see, I'm just delighted. And by the way, Norma, just as an addendum to that business about do I want to extend the contract, do I need to hear about Greg Reed, the answer,
no,
because everything is just so fine now, okay? And yes, Greg lies a lot, and he avoids people, and he doesn't hold meetings, and he makes promises that he breaks, and he shakes your hand and looks you in the eye and then tells you a bunch of crap. But nevertheless, in spite of him, everything has turned out just fine. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Life is sweet. Checks show up on time. I'm there whenever the hell I feel like it. I'm here most of the time. It's sunny and 73 degrees, low humidity right now outside. I'm checking my my City Pulse weather just in case Paul Castronova is listening and wants an update on the Toronto weather. It's just beauteous, baby. It's just...
Oh, we're fine.
Fine. I don't have time to read this thing now. See, I've backed myself into a corner. Okay, a quick peek at the poll. Don't forget we got Curtis Stevenson from Mad Dog. I think Curtis does a good job on here, don't you?
Yeah, he's good. I like that.
We got some good people back there hanging out. Dave Hagan is good on the air, Curtis Stevenson. And then to think that Muff asked me, should he put on...
Joe Zagacki.
Or Curtis. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? Automatic?
Yes.
Anybody who has to think about that more than like 2-3 seconds is like a panty waist.
Live and local. We are Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Okay, this is Todd Burrell. And when I'm up in Boca Chica slapping old women with painted lips around the pool,
I listen to the Neil Rogers 1 to 2 hour.
I listen to the Neil Rogers Fair and Balance 1 to 2 hour.
Abu Ghraib Acres ain't the place to be. Prison living ain't the life for me. Photographs of you were sent worldwide. You might end up in one of those naked piles.
New pictures just came out today. My, but a terrible place to stay. Donald Rumsfeld came to give it of you. Now he said what a criminal thing to do.
Abu Ghraib.
Those smells.
Those smells.
No clothes.
That's the patio.
On their heads, women's tights.
They've lost all their rights.
Abu Ghraib, don't go there.
Uh-oh. 1 o'clock at 560 WQAM. Don't be looking at that website, okay? But you can look at it. BrianAdamsPhoto.com, but we can't use any of the pictures because in big red letters on the top it says no permission has been granted to reproduce any for the media. We yada yada, something like that.
Yeah, we saw the disclaimer.
So I never. Did you actually see the wedding pictures?
I saw some picture that might have been. We're convinced it could be her, but it might be anyone. Any right. Blonde. Any blonde that put on.
Plus,
makeup.
we can't use them anyway. So my suggestion is
forget about it.
That's it. Nice going, Mo. Let's see. Here's group demands audit of voting machines. This is some good news. Not that it might do well, we never know. Don't be negative. Governor Jeb Bush should increase voter confidence by calling Florida's legislature into special session to order an independent audit of the state's voting system, a group of South Florida activists said yesterday.
Absolutely.
This is in the Tampa Tribune. The organization, which calls itself the Miami-Dade Election Reform Coalition, wants audits of all touchscreen electronic voting machines used in 15 Florida counties during the August 31st primary. By the way, speaking of voting, guess how they do it here in Canada?
How do they do it?
Paper ballot.
Wow.
Mark the choice with an X or whatever they do, or a check, whatever they... No punches, no chads, no hanging chads. Paper ballot. Did they have any irregularities?
No.
Any problems? Well, there are a couple of polling places opened a little bit late, but any problems?
No.
No. How do you like that, eh? And it works just fine.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah, the old-fashioned way, with actual paper ballots, so you've got something to hang on to. There's something tangible, a paper record. As opposed to just a computerized screen that they can put in. They can program it for anything they want. Just ask Josh there, Mr. Computer Expert. He'll tell you. Am I right?
That's right.
The other 52 counties use optical scan machines in which voters mark a box on a paper ballot, which is then read by a machine. He can either be the leader in election reform or he can stick his head in the sand and do nothing. In fact, he can stick his head in his...
Rectum.
...is what he ought to do. Your governor. The group wants to be sure the machines record the touchscreen vote, tabulate it accurately, and produce a paper report showing what happened. What happened? Secretary of State Glenda in the Hood doesn't share the group's concern. She says, and wait till you hear this, you will again. You better get yourself some new Depends. Maybe Larry King's got some extras. Our state has the most rigorous certification process in the country and uses the most secure and accurate technology available, Hood said yesterday. when organizations set out to erode voter confidence, they do a disservice to the constituents of Florida who should feel nothing but confident that their votes will be counted. Oh, my God, what time is Glenda show on, huh? Glenda in the Hood. I can just see it right now. Get that old Mo right off the air. Glenda in the Hood. She is a panic. I got to read that last sentence again. The voters of Florida should feel nothing but confident that their votes will be counted. That is a panic. Aren't you confident?
Oh, very now.
I have no doubts. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Deborah LaFave, you're a star, sweetheart. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher who had sex with her 14-year-old student? 315 votes, not too shabby. See, they didn't like that first poll. It was lame. You can feel it. You can smell it. I'm jealous. 112 guys said they're jealous. She's a crazy bitch, but very hot. 73. The cousin should be shot for squealing. 69. I didn't make that up either. I'll do her at any age, 33. That's moving up fast. I'll fry her ass, 16, and no big deal, say a dozen. So it doesn't seem like people are really whipped up into a frenzy and want to, like, get in there and just throw her in and slam her for years and years and years, like she did a terrible thing. Right?
Yeah, of course.
She was horny, okay? She's having problems at home. And even though she's having problems at home, she's up in Orlando with a kid, taking him to that ball game or whatever the hell it was, and she stops to buy her husband a gift.
An iPod.
An iPod, no less. That was thoughtful, right?
Very nice of her.
Right. So she's maybe messing with a kid's iPod, but now she's buying her husband an iPod just to kind of, like, even things out. See, we can really say iPod. How do you like that?
Oh, we're fine.
Yeah, so far. WQAM, hello.
An iPod, no less.
QAM.
Thoughtful, right? Very nice of her.
Hola.
So she's maybe...
Going once, not there. We don't have time to diddle around, okay? High-paid show. We don't have time to wait for you to get your brains unscrambled, okay? 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. WQAM, hello. Okay. QAM, hola.
Hola.
No, no, that's your introduction to Crazy Ron.
Nice.
Who didn't even say, hi, hi. Didn't even say that. First time in a week, so I guess they let Ron out for the holidays. That must be it. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Got a star report for you.
Okay.
Anybody tell you Mr. Ashcroft was in Miami yesterday eating in a little Cuban restaurant on 8th Street? No.
No.
And had the, all the Gestapo out there guarding the road, so nobody could throw any tomatoes at him.
Glad we didn't have Connie there to make him some cannolis.
Yeah. I also got an idea for a future poll.
Yes, sir.
So we can decide on what heaven we can go to. We can go to the Catholic heaven with harps and wings, or the Muslim heaven with 72 virgins.
You know what they're going to pick? Nolo contendere, man.
That's correct. All right, Neil.
Thanks a lot, pal. In fact, the Catholic priest, they want to go to that one where there's 72 altar boys. Just waiting. The cost of Bush's war, writes Katrina Vandenhoover, the editor of The Nation. She says the Bush administration, in a stealthy move designed to minimize anticipated insurgent attacks, 2 days early handed sovereignty to Iraq's interim government, 2 days before been scheduled to do so on June 30th.
Top 30, man!
The premature handoff, or what might be called a sovereignty scam, means that the Bush team's PR offensive is certain to kick into high gear in the coming weeks. When Bush learned that Paul Bremer had formally relinquished his authority to the Iraqi government, he added an Orwellian touch to a handwritten note that his national security advisor, Condi Rice, had just sent him. His note said, "Let freedom reign." Now more than at any time since Bush invaded Iraq, journalists need to give Americans a clear assessment of the mounting cost of this war. This is a great opportunity for the media to redeem itself for malpractice in the run-up to war when, as Washington Post ombudsman Michael Gettler wrote this month in a tough rebuke to his own paper and the larger media world, the press as a whole did not do a very good job in challenging administration claims. Too many public events in which alternative views were expressed were either missed, underreported, or poorly displayed. The costs are now detailed in a devastating report just released by the Institute for Policy Studies and Foreign Policy in Focus. It is an extraordinary compilation of the mounting human, economic, environmental, security, and other costs of this war of choice. In human terms, 700 U.S. servicemen and women have died since Bush declared the end of major combat in his infamous mission accomplished speech in May 2003, while more than 5,000 soldiers have been wounded since the war began. Many of them, as Michael Moore documents in his provocative new movie, have lost arms and legs. The cost to the Iraqi people has also been tragic. Up to 11,317 Iraqi civilians have died in the conflict so far, many of them children whose only crime was to be caught living in the middle of a war zone. In financial terms, the cost to the American taxpayer are massive. The U.S. has already spent $126 billion on the war, costing every American family approximately $3,400 each. As the Campaign for America's Future recently pointed out, this administration has socked it to hardworking families on two fronts. Bush passed his massive tax cuts that gave a huge tax break to the wealthiest individuals and corporations, and then when he went to war, he asked the same working and middle-class families who bore the brunt of the tax cuts to pay for the conflict. Meanwhile, companies like Halliburton are making a mint in Iraq after receiving no-bid contracts from the federal government. A new report by Christian Aid, a nonprofit group that seeks solutions to poverty, makes clear who's been the real beneficiaries of the invasion and the occupation. It shows that a majority of Iraq's reconstruction projects have been awarded to U.S. companies, which charge up to 10 times more than Iraqi firms. By the end of 2004, according to the report, Bush will have spent approximately $151 billion to wage his crusade in Iraq. That money could have paid for 23 million housing vouchers for poor and working-class Americans and given America's elementary school kids 3 million new teachers. It could have provided health care for 27 million uninsured Americans and allowed 20 million more children to enter the Head Start program. Floridians alone will have to shell out almost $8 billion to pay for W's war in Iraq. Meanwhile, the Bush team is providing Florida only half that amount for initiatives in such vital areas as education, environmental protection, and community block grants in a state where 19% of the children currently live below the poverty line. If there's any good news, it's that Americans are at long last recognizing that this president is unworthy and dishonest. Untrustworthy. Today, the latest New York Times CBS poll was released showing that Bush's job approval rating has fallen to the lowest point of his presidency, while the most recent Washington Post ABC News poll showed that by margin of 52 to 39%, Kerry is seen as more honest and trustworthy. And just last week, a CNN USA Today Gallup poll found that a majority of Americans for the first time believe that that invading Iraq was a mistake. More and more Americans are understanding that the country is paying a very high price for this war and occupation, and this war President hoodwinked both Congress and the people into. How's it going, Katrina, as always? She's okay in my book. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You know, I've been thinking.
Sounds like Reverend Jones to me.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
This war in Iraq, this administration's policy, does it seem like it's very similar to the war on drugs? I mean, you know, like with Ashcroft's attitude toward the Patriot Act and...
I'll tell you the way it's mostly based on, very similar to the war on drugs. It's all based on a pack of lies. That's what it's all about. Pack of lies. They lie like crazy. Let's bring back Reefer Madness. What do you say, huh?
Reefer?
Yeah, Reefer Madness. No, not Reefer, just Reefer Madness.
Oh.
I filled my tank up. How was I to know I'd be helping finance 9/11 by giving money to Unical or Abaco and the Carlyle Group?
I turned my lights on last night.
How was I to know I was paying James Baker's green fees?
I made two due today. How was I to know I was providing bathwater to the Middle East? Well, that ain't so bad, I guess.
Every time you light a marijuana cigarette, you're helping to finance Romulan overlords and breaking the law based on the old movie Reefer Madness.
Little Juju on Earth is the scourge of all mankind.
I just smoked a reefer joint. Now I'm quite mad, you know. For now, I will jump out this window.
This message paid for by the Committee to Keep America in the Dark Ages.
And aren't they doing a great job? 12 minutes after 1 at 560 WQM. Are you sick and tired of your PC being attacked by browser pop-up windows, being watched by spyware, and getting nothing but virus emails from your friends and coworkers? The easiest way to deal with these bugs is to get you a Macintosh from Mac Center, the Apple specialist in Fort Lauderdale. The Macintosh is built on an entirely different basis than Windows, so all those PC pests just can't hurt the Mac. The technology experts at Mac Center can show you that it's easy to change to the Mac with thousands of programs available, including ones you're already used to like Microsoft Word and Excel. They'll even take your old computer as a trade-in. So make the change today by calling the Mac Center at 954-486-5500. You won't get a better deal on your Mac or iPod anyplace else in South Florida because Mac Center is the home of the 5% rebate on every purchase. You see, Deborah would have saved some cash if she'd have gone to the Mac Center on that iPod. Come in before June 30th. Well, that's today, so I guess if you hop in there today, you can still register to win the hard-to-find iPod Mini. That's the Mac Center on Commercial Boulevard. Call them at 954-486-5500. And don't forget to mention that Neil sent you for extra savings, too, at the Mac Center.
And local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Ratings for the last book.
Yeah, I know whose fault that is.
Sure, couldn't possibly be us.
What the back stack? Well, you won't wait for mo, no, 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 mo, you won't wait for long no more.
I got enough. I gotta think about a topic getting rated, and I don't need a rating that's a minus 8.
Don't care what you do, long as it's understood. You gotta wake a little harder on the guest you book.
Or else you guts to go. There's a lot of fat producers, you know.
That's right. Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for mo, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for mo, no more.
Oh, brother, all that blubber, I don't understand. Well, you can eat from a trough while using both hands.
You big fat mutt, you made a rating fool. You just might click and it's all your fault.
Better straighten your fat ass out.
Rectum.
Or we'll take the food out of your mouth.
That's right.
Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for more, no more.
Listen what we say!
Watch your back, Zach.
Or you won't wait for more, no more, no more, no more, no more.
Watch your back, Zach. Or you won't wait for more, no more.
Know who I am? You're lucky you got a job here. Stand up one more time and you're all fired.
117 at 560. That's in honor of our good friend Zach there. We haven't played that in a long time.
No, we haven't.
In fact, since Booker Bryan did that, guess what? You're out.
I'm done.
Must have had a premonition. Must have been maybe those rumors swirling around the bullpen.
It's
that Mo wants Zach out. Of course, we know that's not true. We know it was a mutual understanding. We don't want to revisit any of that because I don't want to, like, fall back out of Mo's good graces.
Doi.
Somebody faxes a little bit on the heavy-duty side. It's not the votes that count. It's the who counts the votes, said Joseph Stalin. Good upstanding guy like that. He knew his crap. How's that poll coming, Neil? A lot of votes. They're whipped up. I told you this was the story. Hop on it. You know what I mean? When you see it's hot, hop on it. And the story, too. 379 votes. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher who had sex with her 14-year-old student while the 15-year-old brother drove and watched? He was driving it.
Cousin.
What'd I say?
Brother.
Kissing cousin. I'm jealous, 130. She's a crazy bitch, but very hot, 85. The cousin should be shot for squealing, 80. I'll do her at any age, 48. That's moving up fast. Fry her ass, 22, and no big deal, 14, out of nearly 400 votes already. This article, for those of you Bush apologists out there, which I don't think we have too many of them left.
About 30, man.
They're all over with Rush right now. They're popping together. They're popping some oxys together. But this might dismay them somewhat. And notice the media, they're like a big celebration already. It's the handover. The Iraqi people are free, self-determined, all this other crap. And then yesterday, the reporters who were reporting directly from Iraq were saying, well, nothing has really changed. It's still the same nightmare. Despite the positive responses Monday from U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan and members of the Security Council who praised the U.S. transfer of sovereignty to an interim government in Iraq, Middle East experts and political analysts dismissed the regime change in Baghdad as a monumental fraud. How do you like that?
Oh, my God.
The truth is that Iraqi sovereignty is a sham, says Rahul Mahajan, publisher of the BiogEmpireNotes.org. What did I say? Biog? BlogEmpireNotes.org. And author of Full Spectrum, U.S. Power in Iraq and Beyond. I told you I'm a little off my feed. The U.S. I'll never do that again. I will never sleep that extra hour, man. I'm groggy. See, I used to think if you slept an extra hour, it'd be good.
Not for you.
Bad. Maybe I'll get up an hour earlier tomorrow to, like, balance it out.
Yeah.
The U.S. will keep at least 138,000 troops in Iraq, augmented by about 20,000 from other countries. For the foreseeable future, he said, 14 permanent or semi-permanent military bases have been and are being constructed to house them, said Mahajan, who returned recently from a trip to Iraq. Those forces have, by an 11th-hour edict of Paul Bremer, complete immunity from Iraqi law and Iraqi courts, he added. The role of the new interim government in Baghdad has been reduced to advice and consultation. This is and remains a direct military occupation, he told IPS. He said the level of control that the U.S. retains is just short of full colonial administration. The interim government, headed by Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, will be operating under severe restrictions imposed by the outgoing Coalition Provisional Authority. Alawi's government, which will hold office until countrywide elections are held in January next year, will not have the power or the authority to change the interim constitution or even amend the transitional administrative law. An edict signed by Bremer also gives U.S. and Western defense contractors complete immunity from Iraqi law. Additionally, Bremer created and appointed an electoral commission that can ban political parties, gave five-year terms to the new hand-picked National Security Advisor and National Intelligence Chief, and appointed inspectors general with five-year terms over every one of the 26 Iraqi government ministries. Last month, the UN Special Representative in Iraq, Lakhdar Brahimi, described Bremer as the dictator of Iraq. Nothing happens without his agreement in this country, he said. At a low-key ceremony in Baghdad on Monday, Bremer transferred sovereignty to the interim government. The handover of political power to allow the original schedule for today was advanced by 2 days primarily to take the insurgents by surprise and undermine any attempts to escalate the level of violence over the next 3 days. This is a historical day, Alawi told Bremer. We feel we're capable of controlling the security situation. Bremer left for the U.S. in a military transport plane immediately after the ceremony in Baghdad. In a statement released Monday, Annan welcomed the state of Iraq back into the family of independent and sovereign nations, and speaking on behalf of the 15 members of the Security Council, Ambassador Lauro Baja Jr. of the Philippines, no relation to Joe Marsh Jr., hailed an end to the occupation of Iraq and praised the country's full sovereign independent interim government. Dilip Hero, a long-standing Middle East expert based in London, says the interim government is no better than the U.S.-appointed former Iraqi Governing Council, the IGC. In the final analysis, they are beholden, all of them, to the U.S. And as was true of the IGC, two-thirds of the 36-member interim government carry foreign passports, chiefly British and American. Of the remaining 12 who have only Iraqi passports, half are women. Remarkably, most of the former exiles of the IGC didn't even bother to bring their families back to Iraq, said Hero, who's author of Iraq in the Eye of the Storm. He also pointed out that a former IGC member, Adnan Pachachi, returned to his base in Abu Dhabi within days. Aren't these names great?
I love them.
I mean, all these Islamic and these Muslim names, you read them and it doesn't really mean anything because they all sound the same to us.
It's the same person.
Adnan Pachachi returned to his base in Abu Dhabi within days of his failure to secure the post of president of Iraq in early June. Now the former exiles on the interim government are following the same IGC example and keeping their families abroad. This shows just how skin-deep their attachment to Iraq is and how little faith they have in its future as a U.S.-dominated so-called stable democratic state. Francis Boyle, professor of international law at the University of Illinois, says that U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, in a letter to the Security Council early in June, said that the military forces that will make up the proposed new multinational force in Iraq will remain committed at all times to act consistently with their obligations under the law of armed conflict, including the Geneva Conventions. Thereunder, if the U.S. government wants to set up a puppet government, such as the so-called interim government of Iraq, whose prime minister is a long-standing agent of the CIA, it can. Nevertheless, as the belligerent occupant of Iraq, the U.S. government shall remain at all times accountable under a law of war for the activities of its puppet government in Iraq, said Boyle. The restrictions placed upon the authority of a belligerent government cannot be avoided by a system of using a puppet government, central or local, to carry out acts which would be unlawful if performed directly by the occupant. Acts induced or compelled by the occupant are nonetheless its acts. He also said that the Security Council resolution adopted in early June endorsing the handover of power to Iraq proves that the imperialist powers who dominate the Council and are its permanent members, together with their allies, are now primarily interested in carving up Iraq among themselves and looting Iraq of its oil resources, along the lines of what Japan did in its puppet state of Manchukuo in pre-World War II with China. The peoples of the world are now witnessing the rapid decline of the United Nations itself, along with the lines of what happened to the League of Nations in the 30s. Can WW3 be far behind, he asked. Oh, how depressing.
Oh, my God.
How do you like that?
Nice.
Doesn't sound so uplifting, does it?
No, not good at all.
You want another depressing and scary story?
Sure.
First, the fax you just sent me, it says they should send Deborah LaFave to a Stark Maximum Security men's prison and show it on pay-per-view. Oh, no. How about sending her to
Abu Ghraib?
There you go. A little piling on is in order for Deborah. Attack Iran, U.S. ordered British. U.S. chief ordered British. This is really scary. America's military commander in Iraq ordered British troops to prepare a full-scale ground offensive against Iranian forces that had crossed the border and grabbed disputed territory, a senior officer has finally disclosed, an attack which almost certainly have provoked open conflict with Iran. But the British chose instead to resolve the matter through diplomatic channels. If we had attacked the Iranian positions, all hell would have broken loose, a defense source said yesterday. We would have had the Iranians to our front and the Iraqi insurgents picking us off at the rear.
Rectum.
The incident was disclosed by a senior British officer at a conference in London last week and is reported in today's edition of Defense Analyzation. The identity of the officer isn't given. The incident began last July when Revolutionary Guards pushed about a kilometer into Iraq into the north and east of Basra in an apparent attempt to reoccupy a territory which they claimed belonged to Iran. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez then ordered the British to prepare to send in several thousand troops to attack the Revolutionary Guard positions. The Revolutionary Guard Corps has 125,000 soldiers, making it 25% larger than the entire British Army, and is equipped with 500 tanks, 600 armored personnel carriers, and 360 artillery weapons. The incident is reminiscent of the exchange during the Kosovo conflict between the American General Wesley Clark and the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe and General Senior Mike Jackson, the British commander. When General Clark told General Jackson to send British troops into Pristina Airport to prevent Russian troops from taking control, General Jackson refused. He was reported to have said, "I'm not going to start World War III just for you." Just mention these things in passing, okay, because you're certainly getting all the facts from CBS and NBC and ABC and Fox Network News, and it's certainly not News Network and MSNBC that how many people watch?
About 30, man.
Right. Just to reinforce what you're already hearing, I'm sure. 127 at 560 WQAM. It's the 4th of July weekend. Time for the mattress and furniture stores to run those annual phony sales. When they double the price, then they offer you half off, which is not much of a big deal. Don't waste time this weekend schlepping around shopping for a mattress. Save money and time this weekend by calling Dollar Mattress toll-free, 1-800-MATTRESS right now for prices lower than the mall stores, even during their big sales. Only Dollar Mattress delivers from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. every day, including the 4th and 5th of July. That's right. You can get delivery this entire holiday weekend. Dollar Mattress is ranked number one in the world in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you get the best prices on the best brands and delivery on your schedule. And the best customer service going anywhere. Dollar Mattress has the complete line of all the top names in the bedding business. All the ones that you know and covet. They got Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and even Stearns and Foster Hewitt. All our folks here at QM, including yours truly, have been calling 1-800-MATTRESS anytime your mattress wears out, and you ought to be doing the same. Forget about schlepping around all over town in this heat from store to store getting ripped off. Just sit right there on your fat ass and check them on the web if you like at mattress.com, or make that easy toll-free call, 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-MATTRESS.
My and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM. Weapon 2004.
Hey, Dave. No, don't do that, Christ. There's 20 drug rented mercenaries up there, armed with every automatic weapon imaginable.
Yeah, okay, fine.
And they got hostages with C4 strapped to their chests. They could die.
Come on, Raj. You know Jesus always saves.
No, Christ. The stairs are booby trapped with whirling razor blades. They can cut you to pieces.
Hey, buddy, have a little faith. Come on.
And there's an earthquake that's just about to hit.
Well, everybody's got to go sometime.
Yeah, but you get to come back. I'm tired of you dying. I'm coming back and dying. I'm coming back.
Okay, ready.
Oh, please don't let me die. I'm getting too old for this.
Hey, Raj. Well, everything's gonna be okay.
You crazy, Jesus. That was the most bravest, most reckless, unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. You got a death wish or something?
Hey, what do you say we drive home handcuffed and blindfolded?
Oh, no. You crazy, Christ.
Come on, it'll be fine.
No,
come on.
You crazy.
Stop.
I'm not getting a call with you. You can do that blindfolded. You're the craziest son of a bitch.
132 at 560 WQM. Curtis Stevenson for the Mad Dog at 2. Mad Dog taking another day, a tough week for him. Let me take a look at the schedule. Is he on Friday, too? On tomorrow, at least he's penciled in. Also on Friday, so the idea that he's going to work five consecutive days, no chance. Taking off hump day right in the middle. Nice going, Mad Dog. Good choice. This story here, I'm going to print this out. Dog attacked with fireworks. If this isn't American, man, I don't know what the hell is. This is so sick.
I just saw that.
In Oklahoma, no less, in Tulsa. Yeah. Maybe we ought to open up a nationwide chain called Rednecks Is Us. Can you imagine? What do we do with people like that? No questions asked. No trial. No delay. Yeah, a little vigilante justice couldn't hurt. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Pretty good, Pally.
Wanted to give a comment about that teacher. The driver was 15 years old, correct?
Yeah, a little underage.
So she should, as the adult in the car, she should have been keeping her eye on the road.
Yeah, she was. How do you know she wasn't keeping her eye on the road?
She was looking down the guy's pants, I think.
Well, that was, but that maybe they may have been parked at a rest stop. They may have been gassing it up.
Also, earlier poll, I don't know if I could say his name on the air,
no.
But Mike Ditka.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you be able to say Mike Ditka on the air? And he was on there, and thank you very much. Well, he was good. Wasn't he good?
Best call of the day.
Hey, listen, they can't all be great, okay? They can't all be as great as that one guy that was talking about Robert Creeper being a homo.
That was terrific in the beginning. The guy must have really not liked Creeper.
And by the way, we don't want you, Robert, okay? You'll have to find some other group to join. Dogs attacked with fireworks. Six puppies were killed. Apparently, seriously, I just want to get sick. I'm going to get sick. Six puppies were killed apparently by fireworks placed in their mouths shortly after teenage boys were seen carrying Roman candles in a North Tulsa neighborhood. Tulsa, Oklahoma, man. Yahoo. God. They talk about the red states and the blue states. How about the Yahoo states? Animal control officers said there were no following leads. They were following leads Tuesday, but had no suspect in Sunday night's attacks, during which one person told police they heard a puppy yelp. An older dog, a 4.5-month-old black Labrador mix, suffered burns on her muzzle and hindquarters from apparently being used as a moving target for fireworks. The Tulsa Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals was caring for the injured dog and for the puppy's mother, a 1.5-year-old black and tan heeler mix that wasn't harmed. The injured dog had begun to eat and was expected to survive. The SPCA believes that the puppies died from fireworks that exploded in their mouths. A woman, Tanya Curry, 27, found all the dogs Monday among the remains of fireworks inside a vacant house and took the survivors to the SPCA. When an animal control officer arrived later, the dead puppies were gone. Somebody probably went to clean up their mess so they wouldn't get in trouble, Officer Charity Curtis said. The SPCA has raised about $1,000. Other organizations are undertaking similar efforts to reward people who provide information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. And when we find them, I'd say blow their brains out, but we'd have you have to have a search party for that. Just blow their crap away. Sounds good to me. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T Verizon wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of the Stern show this morning over in Naples. Is he back on in Miami?
The what?
Howard Stern show. Is he back on in Miami?
Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Buzz 103.1.
You probably can't even get that down here then.
Well, you have to move, man.
That's all.
Okay, see you in the Naranja. And that's the wrong place, wrong direction. See you in Riviera Beach. See you on Singer Island. Right? Anybody want to go to Singer Island?
No.
Not no mo. Not from what I'm hearing. Not no mo. How about Jupiter? It's out of this world.
Definitely.
I'm just not all that big. In fact, that day I was in Boca a few weeks ago, that was, it looked to me like Tamarack.
Lots of old people in Jupiter.
I'm talking about Boca.
Boca, Jupiter, the whole area.
It looked just like Tamarack. In fact, if you'd have just blindfolded me in a limo on the way up there and back and just taken the blindfold off and I'm on the federal highway or whatever, I'd have said, hey, aren't we in Tamarack?
Oy!
Because that's what it looked like. I don't know what the big deal is with Boca, except, of course, for the fact that it's far from Dade County. That's why people go to Boca, is to get away from Dade County. You know what I mean?
Increíble.
WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is this Neil?
Sounds like Neil.
Yeah, hey, I drove all the way from Key West because the night show went 9/11 Fahrenheit to Miami to watch it. What?
That was great. He was doing a little guilty. Isn't that good?
Very intelligent, that guy.
He was almost as good as the Robert Homo guy. Almost. Now, what is this? Oh, the affidavit from the Deborah LaFave sex case. Thank you so much. Boy, now, if I can read this, I know I'm a little bleary-eyed today, but this is unbelievable. The defendant, 23-year-old teacher at so-and-so middle school, committed the offenses of two counts. Well, we already know the charges, right? Is there going to be anything exciting or interesting in this or stimulating or anything?
Just details.
Yada, yada, yada. I reviewed the case and confirmed what Captain Blair had told me. Deborah LaFave had driven to Ocala with so-and-so. They picked up so-and-so. Later, she and so-and-so had sex in her vehicle. The report also documented the suspect picked up so-and-so, drove so-and-so to Ocala to see his cousin. The suspect later had sex with so-and-so in her vehicle in Ocala. This is the same stuff we had before, only in very lengthy detail, which I could read and kill a lot of time, but I ain't going to do it. It's boring. But thanks anyway. 5670560. You see, we're not building any poll today in these last 2 hours, so as a result, you notice how the quality of the calls degenerates? A lot of degenerates.
What'd you expect?
Exactly this. That's what I'm hoping for. No, only once, Ron. Only once. They're going to have to take you. We'll get the butterfly net, okay? Get the butterfly net and take crazy Ron away. Get him a couple of Prozac. Man. And in fact, Zach discovered that I liked this police report about Deborah so much that he faxed it to me twice.
Oh!
Nice going, Zach. No wonder Mo canned your ass.
Absolutely.
Boy, don't fax it to me again. If this comes over again,
It was mutual.
You're going to get food from Schloimi's tomorrow.
It was mutual.
Instead of from Pizza Law. Hopefully. Now, here comes a third time. Here we go again. What are you doing, you maniac?
I put it in the machine once. Maybe it wanted to send it to you a couple times.
Yeah, maybe it's self-operating now. Maybe it just can't control itself. It's so out of control. Once was enough. More than enough. 5670560, pound 560 on it. I got to think that anybody with an IQ larger than their thumbnail has got to be out of town now, don't they?
Probably. More than likely.
I mean, only the very, those who are just stuck and can't possibly get out. And then, of course, the dregs, which we're delighted to hear from. WQAM, hello. QAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, I saw Fahrenheit 9/11 yesterday.
Right.
And not happy to report, but it's kind of funny. A shoving match broke out after the movie. Up at the Movie Co. on 95 in Glades.
I thought it wasn't showing at Movie Co. I thought they weren't showing the movie.
No, they had it up there at the Movie Co. at 95 in Glades.
Okay.
And they were like 50-year-old guys. They were getting into it. They were hollering at each other and pushing each other out. It's kind of funny. Hey, did you hear what your old friend Sonny Fox is up to nowadays?
I think he's on the soup line. Mount Elliott Soup Kitchen, I believe. Here's the fourth copy of this from Zach. Man, you are out of control.
There was two parts to it. Maybe it was it was like nine pages.
Oh, well, why are you sending it to me, though? It was nine pages and you're sending it all to me? Lunatic, maniac, okay?
I thought you wanted the details.
You know something, Mo? You might have had a point.
Absolutely.
Live and local. This is 560. The radio's all yours now. QAM.
Hey. Good for you. Good for you.
Christopher Walken is out of his mind. Do a study on his brain.
And chooga booga on my brain.
Doctors went looking, but all they could find was a little red toy choo-choo train.
What's a train doing in my head?
Wonder how this guy makes tons of movies each year when he looks like he's caught in headlights like a deer. Oh, what's there about him that makes him a star? That big old hair and those weird beady eyes. He's not like those other Hollywood guys, but he's never been caught doing crack. Even while filming Kangaroo Jack. Now the Netflix, the Stepford Wives brings this cuckoo clock back.
Cuckoo clock? A cuckoo clock?
Christopher Walken, his head big and round, always looks like he's up to no good.
Good for you.
But no wrongdoing has ever been found when he sets sail with Natalie Wood.
Good for you.
But the only person Christopher ever hurt was himself when he signed up to be in your dirt. Oh, what's there about him that makes him a star? He looks and talks like he's a crazy man.
Good for you.
But still he was great. Catch me if you can. He's never been caught up a tree.
I don't climb trees.
Even while filming Geely.
Good for you.
Still I wonder what they'd find if they tested his wee-wee.
That's my wee-wee. Go ahead.
Where's Josh Beckett when you need him, right? 147 at 560. Even the Sun Sentinel finally caught on to the Howard Stern story, although I notice it's an Associated Press story, not written by little Tommy Jicka or any local yokel. But in the Palm Beach Post, they're all over it like stink on Greg, you know what?
It's in their backyard.
Howard Stern Show returns to West Palm Beach Airwaves. In fact, they've got a poll here. I'm always a little bit nervous about a poll that doesn't show you how many votes there are. The question is, will you tune into Howard Stern's show on Buzz 103.1? You know something? I think we will use that poll tomorrow, like in the first hour.
That might not be bad.
And then we'll do the, huh?
That might not be bad.
Yeah, then we'll do the Greg Reed one after that, the last 3 hours. We'll do that and find out. And, of course, one of the choices will have to be I can't pick up that station. At any rate, when you tune in to Howard Stern Show on Buzz 103.1, yes, 59. Oh, there are the numbers. There, look, no wonder they're way off to the right. 338 and 21, about the 350 vote. Yes, I have missed listening to the show, 59%. No, I don't enjoy Howard Stern's program, 35 1/3%. Maybe it depends what else is on the radio, 5.5%. Well, that's pretty powerful crap, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Howard Stern's pop, and they just showed a clip with him about all this on CNN. Man, you talk about pompous. Man, oh, man. And he's going on the martyr. He's Mel Gibson ain't got nothing on him as far as being a martyr. In fact, remember when all this was going on, they had the thing with the Stern on the cross instead of Jesus? It's not about Howard Stern. I mean, how about Bubba Love Sponge and all the other people who have lost their jobs? How about the people in these nine markets who have already lost their jobs because they're making room to put his ass on the air? How about the rest of us in the business who are like doing a watered-down version of what we used to do because we can't say crap anymore? Seems to me he's still making his 30 or 40 million a year. Not that I'm not glad for the Stern fans. You know, he's got a right to be on the air. But, I mean, what a pompous ass. Self-aggrandizing. It's the world according to Howard. Anyway, Stern's popular morning program will launch in nine Infinity broadcasting markets across the country, including West Palm Beach on 103.1 The Buzz, beginning Monday, July 19th. Stern will replace the longtime Morning Buzz show featuring Mark Summers, Jenny, and Dahmer. Summers posted an announcement on MorningBuzz.net saying it was a very sad day and that he was borderline in tears that his show has come to an abrupt end. This is no joke. The Morning Buzz has been taken off the air for good, he wrote. I will always hold West Palm Beach dear to my heart. I won't. Infinity President and CEO Joel Hollander announced today that Stern will return to stations in West Palm Beach, Houston, San Diego, Tampa, WQYKAM, Pittsburgh, Orlando, Austin, Rochester, and Fresno, California. Stern has been off the air in those markets since February 26th. See, this article is, well, whatever. In April, well, we know about that. John Hogan, Clear Channel's president and CEO, issued a statement saying Stern was banned permanently from the audio. We know that. Apparently, Infinity, it says, willing to take the risk considering the competitive radio market and its rivalry with Clear Channel. The nine additional stations bring the total carrying Stern Show to 45, including 27 owned and operated by Infinity. Stern Show is syndicated by Infinity, a unit of Viacom. Stern said, I can't wait to get back into the markets where we were taken off. I've missed my fans, and judging from the countless emails and calls I've received, they've missed the show. Now we have the opportunity to be together again. It'll be great. Stern has used his show to rail against both the FCC and the Bush administration, which he said is trying to drive him off the air for political reasons. When the fines were announced, Stern posted a statement on his web blaming a McCarthy-type witch hunt by the Bush administration, which, again, I kind of question that because did he get canned?
No.
Is he still on the air?
Yes.
Is he on a whole bunch more stations?
Yes.
Has Infinity said just the other day that they're going to support him right down the line?
Yes.
So what the hell is he talking about? Can you tell me?
No one knows.
I think you can't spell Howard Stern without three letters. E.G.
Oh!
Where is someone?
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
It's Howard. Howard Sperm.
Protect us from ourselves. You gotta watch what you say. You better or else.
You're busted. You're busted. The word police are monitoring every
voice.
Desist and using any coarse language by the power vested in me and our Lord God Bush, the Federal Communication Commission, and my Trump team, and Michael Howell.
Oh! 157 at 560 WPM. You'll be very excited to learn that Janet Jackson's breath flash may get A $550,000 fine.
All right.
How do you like that?
It's expensive boobie.
Can you imagine if they'd have shown both boobies? We're talking over $1 million.
Wow.
20 television stations that aired pop singer Janet Jackson's infamous breast flash during the Super Bowl should be fined $27,500 each, according to a staff recommendation to U.S. regulators. A source familiar with the matter said today, during the NFL Super Bowl halftime, well, we know all about that. FCC's commission staff have proposed commissioners fine Viacom Inc.'s 20 CBS television stations $27,500 each for a total of $550,000, the store said, declining further identification. The staff did not recommend finding the other CBS stations that aired the incident but are not owned by Viacom, the store said. Now, why would that be? The recommendation is circulating among the five FCC commissioners who could decide otherwise. In other words, find the stations that are owned by CBS but not the ones that aren't.
It's not fair.
I think the rationale behind that would be, well, CBS was responsible for it and the other affiliates were just carrying whatever they were feeding down the line. Right?
Shouldn't feed so much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should know. How was lunch, Zach?
Delicious. We love the people at the joint.
We love the joint like you wouldn't believe. There ain't nothing like a good joint. What's your take on the Tampa school teacher, speaking of that, who had sex with that 14-year-old student of hers? We got 527 votes. Not too shabby in an hour and whatever, less than 2 hours. I'm jealous. 173 be saying that. She's a crazy bitch, but very hot, 117. The cousin should be shot for squealing. He didn't know that a good thing was going on when he had it. In fact, maybe he would have been next, 105. I'll do her at any age, 73. Fry her ass, 37. And no big deal. No big fang, 23 out of 536. So the general consensus is who gives a crap, right?
Yeah.
They wish they'd have been there to, like, you know, give a helping hand or hop right in or whatever. At least take some video.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll guarantee you right now, if we could have had video of that. Well, of course, it involves a minor. So, like I said, can you imagine how many people would be hopping online to see that? Millions and millions and...
About 30, man.
30 million an hour, no question. Curtis Stevenson is sitting by. We got Curtis sitting in for the Mad Dog, who's, you know, a little overworked. He's under a lot of stress coming back from that tough trip to Iceland. So we got Curtis Stevenson, 2 to 4. The Humper, 4 to 6:30. Marlins on deck, 6:30 at 7:05. Your Marlins at the Braves will kick some serious ass up there again tonight. Eddie K after the baseball game.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM. Mike Lauderdale.
Let me tell you something.
Mike Piazza is gay.